FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
Brought to you by constructivecoding.com.
Kingsland in East Anglia, Kendall in North Lancashire. If you can't be off to travel away, FC Radio.
Oh, gentlemen, please.
Is that right, little Frank?
Well, hello, good afternoon and welcome SCUs from across the world. You're listening to FCUM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester, and this is FC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army, as we're here in Warwickshire somewhere, Liberty Way they say, to bring you live coverage this afternoon of Nuneaton Town against FC United of Manchester. Kickoff is coming up in 9 minutes' time, and we'll be bringing you all the love, all the tears, and all the joy, and all the tears of another FC Live. You can get in touch with us this afternoon, station at fcumradio.co.uk, Twitter at fcumradio, or if you know this guy personally on
07956104122. That's 07596104122. Of course, it was the right number. It's my number.
This is FC Live. Hello.
Congratulations, champions.
What?
I'd like to say congratulations to the champions. I'd like to say a big congratulations, well done, to Lincoln. Lincoln, who have beaten Macclesfield Town this afternoon,
an
early kick-off of 2-1. Right. They're now a Football League club, nothing that Tranmere can do today. So Tranmere will be in the playoffs together with the likes of Forest Green and a couple of others, but a great story. The management team at Braintree last season took over the reins at Lincoln. We know all the FA Cup exploits this season. Also, semi-final they got into the FA Trophy as well. Pipped from that. But they have won the league, so congratulations to the Crowley brothers there. Two teachers who gave up their PE teaching at a local school to become the managers of Lincoln, and done a tremendous job this season.
So, welcome everyone to...
That's the highlight, basically. That's what I thought I'd get it in.
Welcome everyone to Liberty Way. A game of football, no less, is taking place this afternoon. It's a beautiful, sunny day here. Half the ground is closed. For more on that, we'll let you know in a second. But we've got team news, and we should really start with team news, if that's okay with you two. We've got Swamp here and Stato Paul. So, team news.
Well, team news,
enthusiasm, please. Team news.
Duisburg have just beaten FC Frankfurt. They scored in the 93rd minute in the German Bundesliga third tier. Interesting scoreline there, and that's going to make it... Ooh, lots of things going on in that division this season.
So, this game is really important to a few people listening at home.
Who?
And you are literally tuning in.
If anyone finds it of importance listening to this radio show this afternoon, text in, tweet in, let us know who of what importance is it to whoever.
Paul, why is this game important?
Why?
Yes.
Good point. Carry on.
We need to win our last two games to beat our points record from last season.
There you go. That means it's important.
Yeah, and on a better note,
we want progress, don't we?
If we don't win today, we'll have gone backwards.
We have indeed, and I've just found. I mean, great. Oh, I'm happy now. I've just found myself a £5 off voucher. A £10 voucher for farm foods if I spend £50 or £100.
So rest assured, dear listener, we are focused on this game this afternoon.
We came down in a what's her name?
Kinemaster,
not focus. In fairness, anyway, that was a night. It was a lovely drive down.
Go back in a focus.
The roof was down, and we pulled up, and they went. Rugby or football, and we thought, well, we've not seen any rugby.
No,
we've seen
any football.
Do we have a choice?
This is the thing.
I would have said,
if you're trying to blank your way into
a choice, I would have said rugby.
If you're trying to blank your way into a car park and someone gives you that option, you think, what's the right answer to getting for free?
We said radio.
Well, we just read the BBC pass at them. Well, there you
they
go.
Went, right, in you go, no problem at all. And they thought we'd probably go to the rugby. In fact, we could maybe bob over there at half time.
There's no game,
on.
Though, is there? They're away.
They're away today.
Ben, we could say that for quite a lot of the games this season. There hasn't been any game on as well, to be honest. But we are here, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, to bring you possibly one of our last ever away radio broadcasts for FC United of Manchester. Who knows?
What was that bombshell you just dropped on everyone? Come on.
Picked a few people to his what? Yes, we don't.
Are you awake now? There you go. They're awake now. Sumpa.
If they're not awake now, they never will be. Yeah, breaking news. We got any breaking news? We've got team news. So,
So
the team is near. In fact, it is, isn't it? It's the same team that started last week.
No, it's not. No. Jerome Wright was on the
Tom
bench.
Brown's right. Tom Brown was starting.
That's
week.
Where the mistake is. Yes, Tom Brown should be starting, but Jerome Wright starts instead, and he's captain this afternoon.
And Adeloye is in for Greaves.
And apart from that, as well, yes, it's nearly the same team. Thank you.
What was the team G ever done for us?
About as much as the team.
We have to call him Adeloye now, are we? Adeoli sounds so much
it's
better.
It's Adeloye. Adeloye.
Well,
say it as you see it.
Yeah, I will do.
Adeloye.
Tommy. it's easier.
I mean, what can we say that generates some form of interest in
Mike Jones'
game?
I think it's encouraging that he's got Sheridan in midfield. And he's got young Jake Williams on the right-hand side, the back four. I would say that's encouraging.
Yeah, and also the fact that Nathan Lowe is on the bench. Is that encouraging?
Well, it covers a few options.
It does. Mike Jones.
Can you score from the bench?
Well, he'd try.
Go.
He'd try, wouldn't he? Let's be honest. Mike Jones is...
That is an encouraging thing, because Mike Jones, he's a superb midfielder, and it's surprising we've not seen more of him since he signed his first-team contract.
That's maybe a question that could be asked at some stage.
Okay, I'll ask the question.
I don't think it's surprising. I don't think it's a surprise in any way, shape or form, to be honest, because what we've done is we've stuck, for me, for far too long for the latter part of the season once we know we were safe with the old guard. A safe team when we've got these youngsters, and what we should be doing is encouraging them, giving them a little bit of experience. We played against a team today in Uneaton Town who have a full time team. They're all academy players that have come through, with the exception of a couple of or three players that have come to bolster the team to keep them in this division this season. But they'll see the dividends of those young players having a full season under the belt. They only have 16 to 20 year olds within their academy, so it's a very, very young squad. And they'll reap the rewards next season opposed to this season. Tommy Wright came in after Kevin Wilson departed earlier in the season. And we should have been doing something similar. We should have been using the youngsters.
Wright's first game was at Broadhurst.
It was, yeah.
He got the job 24 hours before that. And they came on the pitch as a shambles and lost 3-0.
But then the following game.
But they've not looked back since.
Well, they haven't, have they? And then they went and beat us 5-1, didn't they?
Yeah, they knocked us out the trophy, convincingly.
So it should be interesting. I mean, the team are the teams are coming out this afternoon. It's a lovely, glorious day here, as I say, in Warwickshire. And today is actually the birthday of Shakespeare. So after the game, if you fancy nipping over,
are we having a minute's applause
to Stratford? Then possibly we could have a minute's applause. Shakespeare. Well, they have a pause for anything nowadays, don't they? Let's be honest. But let me give you the teams anyway, ladies and gentlemen. In goals for SC United, Manchester City, Brian Schofield, Jake Williams number 2, Chris Chandler number 3, Scott Kay number 4, Jordan Fagbowler number 5, Luke Ashworth number 6, Matty Wolfenden number 7, Sam Sheridan number 8, Tommy Adeoli number 9. Jerome Wright, captain, number 10. George Thompson, number 11 on the bench. It's Tom Greaves, it's Nathan Lowe, it's Mike Jones, it's Sam Baird and Tom Brown. The home team line up as follows. Sato Paul, over to you.
Tyrell Belford in goal. Exus Geegan is 2. Ben O'Hanlon, 3. Christian Scott, 4. Calvin Lanmead, the captain, is 5. Brad Gascoigne, 6. Greg Mills, 7. Tam Elliott, 8. Ashley Chambers, 9. Devon Kelly Evans, 10. Jordan Nickinson is 11, and the subs, Alex Penny is 12, Michael Tweed 14,
fine name,
Jordan Wheatley 15, Michael Giazzi 16, and Elliot Taylor, I think, will be wearing 13 as the sub goalie.
He certainly will. Today's referee is Darren Strain. Let's hope it's not for him or for us. Jack Seppard is his assistant, also with Richard Garner, and the observer is Richard Lay.
Where have you come from?
Between Elite Town and FC United of Manchester.
That's quite loud.
Not competing with him.
The teams.
Don't read the teams.
FC United,
come on.
1, Schofield, 2, Williams, 3, Chandler, 4, Kane.
This matches 9, the feeling as of an afterthought.
6, Ashley,
it's like they've only opened parts of the ground in the last few minutes.
So that's what I was going to ask you. I might as well ask you now. Half the ground is closed in a way. It's all to do with a dispute between the football club and the rugby club, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. They are basically at odds with each other, in dispute.
Well, that was similar last season, but the whole ground was open last season, but there have been trials and tribulations in this ground. But I think what you're going to get today from Nuneaton is a footballing team. The question was asked by a long-suffering, a local supporter who said, what do you like against footballing teams? I said, well, we know we play better against footballing teams, so...
Yeah, they're very much in form, unbeaten in 7, we've won 1 in 7.
Well, FC United are going to be kicking towards the Britannia Tyre stand, playing right to left to get the game underway, and it's Sherrington on the ball. He doesn't give it away, which is nice to see from a goal kick play. It's from a dead ball situation. So Chandler plays the ball up top, and it's Chandler does what perhaps most players and teams do from the kickoff: give it straight to the opposition. It's in the arms of Tyrell Belford, and not a huge crowd here this afternoon, it has to be said. I would suggest pretty less than 1,000 here. At once it's all been counted, as the visitors come away over the half, so the home team come away from over the halfway line, but it's given away. Picked up by Kay. Kay has to scurry across, so he's does well enough to scramble the ball right hand side to Williams. Williams right footed, hits the ball long up towards Wolfenden. Comes off the head of the number three there, Ben O'Hanlon, and FC United get themselves a corner ball.
I think it's a throw right in the corner.
You might be right. It's a little bit difficult to see from here. We're to the right-hand side of the pitch, and we're pretty much on the edge of the 18-yard area. As FC United put the ball into the penalty area, it's half cleared. Second ball needs to be picked up. It should be picked up by Nicholson. Nicholson plays the ball out to the left-hand side. Strong play by Fag Bowler and intercepted well by Williams. Kay takes over, simple ball to Sheridan. Sheridan plays it to Kay again. Kay plays it out to Chandler. Chandler plays the ball left-hand side towards right. Ball behind him. Throw in to Nuneaton.
Because so last season we had a two-goal lead that was wiped out by a last-minute penalty.
It was indeed.
Oh, that was the infamous James Quinn's.
Yes.
No!
Yes.
Brilliant. The ball that. Picked up by Scott. Scott plays it left-hand side. Deep in their own half. It's with the skipper now. Langmead plays it up to the halfway line. It's a touch and turn for the number seven there, Mills plays it inside now, shows a little bit too much of it, and it's been intercepted well by Tommy Adeoli. Holds the ball well, looks for some support. He has a Sheridan, he played it into Sheridan in a tight spot, and Sheridan plays it out to Williams now plays the ball inside to Thompson back to Sheridan tries to switch play from the right hand side to the left hand side. A lovely sweeping ball to Chandler 1-2 with Jerome Wright. Rock cuts inside now. Lovely ball to Lowe. I should say to FC United's number 11 there. It was Latchley's defending as well, and it needed to be, because it was a great ball in by George Thompson. And FC United have started off this game in good form. Only 2 minutes on the clock, it's 0-0. And wherever you are around the world, good afternoon, good evening, good morning, and welcome FC Live, brought to you as always by ConstructiveCurling.com. The armchair arm is the ball all the way back to the goalkeeper, Ryan Schofield, whose clearance, well, gets a lot of long-distance purpose with the ball, but unfortunately out for a throw-in on this near touchline.
And so we'll obviously keep abreast of all the scores around this league and the league below as well, because it's a very important day in the NPL.
Stanley Bridge could be relegated,
yes,
today.
And in this league too.
There's lots to play for in and around. This game is a dead rubber, as they would suggest and say, but there is plenty of action going on.
The Fylde need a win to clinch the title.
They certainly do, as Thompson now loses the ball, but he chases back to win it, and he does well and wins the ball. Plays it to Ashworth, as Ashworth's ball's high over the top, and the keeper comes out to Tyrell Belford and gathers the ball. Quick throw out to the number 10 now, Evans. Evans being hustled by FC United's number 9, and they give the ball away. And it'll be Sheridan takes over on this near touchline, left-hand side. And he chips a lovely ball sweeping towards, trying to bring in Jerome Wright or Chandler, but it was well defended, and it can bring the ball away on this near touchline. Nuneaton held up by Mills. Mills does well, the ball down on this left-hand side, but it should be dealt with, and it is dealt with well by FC United Manchester number 6. Strong play there by Luke Ashworth. And well, we've been deciding and looking at who deserves player of the season. Either, I reckon, depending on who wins man of the match today, that could be the person. As Wolfenden plays a nice ball on the outside of his boot to Tommy Adeoli. He makes a movement inside there, does Wolfenden, but the ball given away by Adeoli. And FC United now have to defend the ball in the final third. And it's an opportunity here now for Nuneaton. The ball a little bit bobbly with this pitch. Ball cuts inside and two players go for it. And it's a Nuneaton player that wins it, but Chandler does it well enough to put the number 11 off there. And Jordan Nicholson with a high looping ball over the bar out for a goal kick. So wherever you are, good afternoon, good evening, good morning, and welcome FC Live, brought to you as always by ConstructiveCurling.com, the armchair around me, our brothers and sisters around the world, our friends at Vimto and any other great soft drink companies.
Chris Noon's been in touch. What's the text number for you gents nowadays? Someone random is getting messages off me. Ha ha ha. Wait. Ha 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 ha. Ha.
07596 104 122. That's 07596 104 122.
It's one way to make new friends.
It's a strong header there, won by the big centre half there, Exodus Gijon.
Hope my mates are enjoying their day out at Nuneaton while I am at home enjoying my 40th birthday with my family. Shame, really. Well, happy birthday, Kevin, anyway. Say happy birthday to Kevin.
Yeah, happy birthday, Kevin. Is FC
and
United
you, Paul.
Now. Happy birthday, Kevin.
There you go.
Williams on the right hand side. I don't know. He's swallowed some helium there, I think. Start of pause. First time shot comes in from FC United.
Oh, good save.
Great save there as well from this distance here. It looked like it was going well wide, but the angle obviously really, really troubled Tyrell Belford there. And it was a good effort and a shot from George Thompson. And it's a corner ball to FC United. Imagine it will be a corner this time. And the FC faithful behind that goal. Quite a number of them around us as well. What I say, actually, the crowd actually is picked up, actually. There's quite a number of people on the ground now. It's this Thompson on this near touchline. Whips the ball towards the back post. It's headed towards Ashworth. Ashworth, good header. First half shot comes in there from FC United and Manchester's Sam Sherrington. And out for a goal kick is all we will say. 0-0. 7 minutes on the clock. And... well, I'm not sure whether today we're here to keep you entertained or you're here to entertain us.
But whatever's happening, you need to help us, dear listener. Please. Please do get in touch.
Although it's been a very good start from FC, Paul.
Yeah, we've showed a bit of positive football in the opening minutes. We've got forward a couple of times, got a couple of shots in. Things are looking up on the shots front.
Important game at Stalybridge. Stalybridge 0, Tamworth 1 is the latest score.
Certainly as well. Here it's all about the KPIs.
A terminal scoreline.
As FC United of Manchester's Sheridan wins the ball at halfway line. Chested it down, brought in. Chandler's ball up to Tommy Adeoli. Keeps the ball in play, does well there, Adeoli. And now Sheridan takes over again. That's a great ball by Sheridan, just slightly over here. But every time he gets the ball, he looks to play simple balls, and then purposeful. He unleashes one with a real bit of purpose, and that was very unlucky. But they go now from one end to the other end, and this time Williams should intercept the ball. He clears his line. It's a throw in line with the 6 yard box, and it's going to be a throw in eventually. And it's the big number two coming across. How are we pronouncing his surname again?
Geegan.
Geegan,
yeah,
like Ben Deegan.
Yeah, Ben Geegan. We've got Exodus Geegan, let's wait for this throw-in to be taken.
He was at Stourbridge and one or two other places. We've seen him before.
We have indeed. He's a big unit, and it'll be a big throw into the penalty area. It comes across there. Four players go for it. It's headed away by FC United's Kerr. The ball chipped towards the back post there. Oh, and it's a good effort there by the number nine. Devon Kelly Everton. Sorry, Ashley Chambers. He set himself. And from there, really, I think he's got to do better. He's got to bend it into the top right-hand corner. And it was the right direction, just slightly over hit and over the bar for a goal kick to FC United of Manchester. 0-0 if you just joined us. Don't forget, we accept donations. Whatever you want to send us, feel free to do so. It could be animal, mineral, vegetable. We'll do anything
sterling,
to anything.
Sterling as well.
I'd rather have the euro.
Coin of the realm.
I'd rather have the euro, in fairness. But anyway, that's no part of the political
broadcast.
We're not
commentating for Westies being Charlton, Swampy.
Shiny new pound coins.
Good point, well made, Ben. It might be next season, though.
Get our blue passport soon.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Well, my Irish passport, sorry, it's winging its way back again. I've said it renewed. My children won't suffer. The fools. As the ball left-hand side needs to be won by Al Howard. Another 5 years
it's
of...
metaphorical.
Another 5 years on top of what's happened, perhaps, could ruin everybody as the ball over the top now. The football will probably be banned. As the ball given away, Jerome right now tries into the penalty area as well there to the byline. He goes, ball comes across, an opportunity now. Who's on the end of it? Well, three players, and eventually the goalkeeper scrambles across, and it was brave goalkeeping from Tyrell Belford. And now over the halfway line they go. FC United have got a good bank of four there. It's an onside decision as well. The reason being, the linesman on this side was miles behind play, but they cut inside. Opportunity, the ball comes into the area, headed away by Fagbola, who's been quite magnificent in that centre-half position since he's been back in the team. Ball out far left-hand side, though, now with Tom Elliott. Elliott looks to play the ball inside. He does. It's a great ball into the penalty area. Needs to be dealt with. Headed away by Ashwell on the edge of the penalty area. First half shot comes in from Jordan Nicholson, and out for a goal kick. He got Well, he just skewed it off his shin, reeling out for a corner. I mean, goal kick.
That's at Bowerfold or Bowerfold. It's Stalybridge 0, Tamworth 2 now. It's looking curtain, isn't it?
It looks like Celtic are going to disappear to National League, NPL.
And Gloucester City 1, Charlie 0.
That's not good for their playoff prospects, is it?
It's not at all. But there's another game after today, don't forget. This is not the last game for in the Northern Prem either. There's the header won by Geegan. The ball played out left-hand side now for Ben O'Hanlon. Nice ball down the left-hand side, but well read from Jake Williams. Plays it back to his goalkeeper, but a great clearance. That's a really quality ball played by Ryan Schofield, and they've had to defend that all the way back to the goalkeeper. He's been put under pressure now by Tommy Adeoli. Oh, and he was unlucky there, Adeoli. Good pressure by Jerome Wright now.
This is a good press.
And Brad Gascoigne has to clear his lines. And eventually, Jerome Wright's pressure, well, it worked, but unfortunately came off his backside and out for a goal kick.
Good to see the hunger, though.
Yeah, yeah.
When we were chasing down that ball, we had three players who were closing down their opponents, and it was good to watch, to be honest.
Well, that's United have started off with purpose. They've started off with purpose, haven't they?
Rather than the passive way of let people build up and try and deal with it.
Well, it's going to be a goal kick. Tyrell Belford, as the FC United Stone Roses track is belted out on the far side of the ground. And the ball back on the halfway line with Nuneaton Town. Out to the skipper now on the left-hand side. It's Langmead. Plays it out wide left. 10 yards away from FC's half. FC United, good pressure again, forcing them all the way back. A team that are two places above FC United at this moment in time. 6 points the difference between the two teams. And the ball all the way back to Tyrell Belford. That's a good pressing from FC United of Manchester. Ball controlled on the halfway line, but intercepted well by Sam Schoener. But he gives the ball away, really. And there's a lovely crossfield ball looking for an offside decision. And again, the offside there. And a few boos. Ooh, it's not Panto season yet. But it was a close one. But it was offside. And it'll be a free kick to be taken by Ryan Schofield. And well, he's since he's been here with FC United of Manchester, he's not done anything wrong at all, has he, Paul?
He's not been on the winning side yet, but we can't hold that against him.
But his distribution has been good, his bravery has been not in question, his saves have been good, and there's a good flick on there by Tommy Adeoli, and Chandler trying to keep the ball in play, but good defensive work there by Devon Kelly Evans. And did you see that tweet? It was Sly News, wasn't it, say, when they talked about maybe Jeremy Corbyn was in bed and might actually make a statement once he'd realised that there was an election, and then sort of point out he'd actually been on Good Morning Britain at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Some latest scores from
there's no bias in the media, you know, none whatsoever.
Some latest scores from Division 1 North. Up at the top end there's a title race. Fars and Celtic are 1-0 up away at Kendal, but Lancaster 1-0 up away at Glossop North End. So at the minute, Lancaster are getting promoted.
Well, we saw them last week, didn't we?
We did.
Or the week before,
rubbish.
Actually, they were. But actually, when I say they were rubbish, they were made to be poor. They were made to look poor by a resurgent Bamber Bridge team. A resurgent Prescott Cables team, who were
masquerading
on the on the afternoon in the evening. They were absolutely superb
in Bamber Bridge shirts.
Yes, they'll be ground sharing actually. Skelmersdale United with Prescott Cables.
Are they going to bring Bursko in as well?
Well,
make it a three-way thing.
Make it three. Maybe if you're into threesomes. But it's 0-0 here, 13 minutes on the clock. And I don't think there's any... I mean, we play in red, we're Mancunian. I think we should discuss politics throughout this afternoon, because the mainstream media aren't, are they? It's all over, according to everybody. It's a good play here, though, by the team in blue. It's number 10 on the board now. Kevin is intercepted well by FC United of Manchester, and they can start on the left-hand side. Good interception play there by Kane. He plays it to Wright. Wright there just chips the ball forward to Adeoli. It was a ball with no real purpose, but Adeoli made something out of nothing there, gets a shot away as well, and good save by the goalkeeper down to his right, comfortable in the end really, but another shot, another one on target for FC United. This is seldom seen. As Jerome Wright charges the ball down now, and it's a throw into FC United of Manchester in the final third. Takes a throw very quickly. Thompson into the penalty, flicks the ball across two players at the back post there. There's a header coming from Wolfenden, but it was defended before he could get there. Another corner for FC United of Manchester, finishing the season off as if we're going to win the league.
Well, it's points up for grabs. Critical 12th spot is there for the taking.
A critical 12th spot. Well, it's going to be another record a ball, 07596104122 for any political talk you would like. FC ball comes across there. Ashby tries to win the header, doesn't find him, but he finds Jerome right on the edge of the penalty area. The back post takes a shot, which was a very, very speculative shot, and well wide and over the bar, and it is another goal kick.
Four shots in 15 minutes for FC, that's not bad.
That's
two off.
But at least we're getting shots in.
We are indeed.
It's encouraging.
Yeah. It's not bad at all. And, I've got some information from Right Move. I think I'll have a look at some houses.
It's a diverse show today.
This is the best thing about this ground. The stickers on the plugs are.
Well, there you go.
Anchor Radio, yes. It's.
With a silent W.
They don't like nuns here either. We saw something on the. Just give you some updates. Bayern Munchen 1, Mainz 05-2. Frankfurt 0, Augsburg 1. SV Hamburg 0, Dansmart 0. Hertha Berlin 0, Wolfsburg 0. And I can't remember the rest of it at the moment. As FC United have the ball back now in the deep in their own half. There was nothing going on, there was a throw-in. That's why I was mentioning it, ladies and gentlemen. It's the ball now with Chandler. Chandler plays it to Fagbola. Fagbola just slips and then nearly gives the ball away. And he loses out. As an opportunity for the number 9, plays it out left-hand side, the shot should come in, and it does come in, and it's a very comfortable save in the end, really, but again, it was just a desire for the ball, and actually get away with it. It's now picked up, though, by Sam Sheridan. Sheridan plays the ball out to Kay, forward over the halfway line, has Wolfenden out wide right, and he plays it behind Wolfenden, and again, just play held up a little bit slow, Ben.
And I think this time last season, we were away at this place, Corby Town. Corby Town could get relegated today. It's Colville 1, Corby Town 0. Could be back-to-back relegations for Corby.
And what about Sutton Coldfield? Some lovely football though here from Nuneaton Town in their own half, but they're vanishing over the halfway line, but intercepted well initially by Sam Sheridan. Chandler couldn't win the second ball, but Sheridan comes across and he does tremendously well.
Good player.
He's not a good player, he's a top draw player. He plays a lovely ball 40 yards to the feet of Jerome Wright. A 1-2 between Wright and Thompson, doesn't quite come off, but Adeoli plays the ball to Wright.
Offside
decision. But again, you just see he holds the ball there. He chased the ball down here. There was a strong challenge came on him. He just chipped the ball around the player, looked up, simple ball, good footballer, good footballing brain.
Quarterback style.
Well, that's what the midfield's been missing in the last few weeks.
What, a quarterback?
No. Well, in a way, passing the ball forward as opposed to sidewards or back.
Well, I think, to be honest, stopping at the motorway service stations and having quarter pounders probably doesn't help. I'm sure FC's physio would not be happy with that. It's all about carrot juice. As Wolfenden tries to win the ball right-hand side, a good battle is ensuing over there against Ben O'Hanlon.
Glossop 0, Lancaster City 2.
Well, that looks like Glossop won't be finding their way into the playoffs. I think they were. They were in third and fourth, and they were doing tremendously. And I think they're in about seventh now, aren't they?
I think they blew the playoffs last season, didn't they?
They did. But, and a team that also, I looked at Gateshead. Gateshead had, were right in there, and they lost the last four on the bounce, and they can't get promoted. And what a great season they were having. But to lose four on the bounce at this stage of the season was a lovely
ball.
Well, that's a Sam Sheridan-esque ball, but this time it's by an Nuneaton player, left-hand side now, an opportunity for Nicholson. Nicholson tries to put the ball inside, but it's blocked well by Fagbola. Well, that was a tremendous ball. And it was, I think it was Kieran Scott. He just volleyed it. It was a good-looking ball, wasn't it? It was a ball that you take a photograph out of this way. He arched his body and caressed it 40 yards.
It was a piece of art, that, wasn't it, that pass?
It was indeed. As talking of art, looking at some Turners the other day. You know his nickname was Smudger by his mates. Anyway, ball chipped in towards the back post. FC Nettany defend it. It's scrambled away. A handball against the number 11 there, Jordan Nicholson. Yeah, Smudger to his mates. I didn't like that because his artwork was... No, forget it, Ben.
Just to let you know, Stalybridge 0, Tamworth 3. I think it's a long way back now for Stalybridge, isn't it?
Well,
up the hill.
As I say, up or down the hill, it's. It looks that Stalybridge's revival was brief, but they'll be out of bill for next season.
Came on your show. That was the problem. Manager going on the non-league show. That's what happens.
They never recovered from getting that draw at What? Broadhurst.
Everyone's complaining now. If the handball took place outside the penalty area, and everyone complained that the referee eventually told our goalkeeper to put the ball in his own area and take it, where the handball took, quite clearly took place outside the penalty area, but a bit pernickety there from Darren Strain. He's been at Broadhurst Park a few times, hasn't he?
Yes.
Mr. Strain this season, as Fagbola goes across and win the ball strong in the challenge, does well there, and comes off Fagbola, the number seven, Greg Mills, cousin of the win, lose or draw, and
Mills.
Yeah.
Really?
No.
Oh, that's a shame. Lively morning. So
although this season he's been part of that win, lose or draw, hasn't he?
Lively more draws than not. Lively morning. So no FC today. Thankfully, I've the dulcet tones of FCM Radio to enjoy. Keep up the good work. That's from Red Fred.
Well, good afternoon, you Red Fred. I wish we had things to do this morning. It would have been. Well, we did. We had to drive all the way as the ball into the penalty area. It's headed away by Chandler. Picked up by Jerome Wright. Does well there, Jerome Wright. Plays it back to Chandler. Takes the left touch with his left foot and then hits the ball long. Up to Adeola there. Can he win the header? No, he can't. Strong, good quality header as Kay tries to win the second ball. And his elbow was right in there, Kay, but the referee's deemed it to be okay.
Colville Town 2, Corby Town 0. We jinxed that, didn't we?
Yeah, and I just spit my water all over my face.
The guilt.
How could I miss my gob?
The bitter taste of guilt.
Well, they're certainly in the corridor of uncertainty now, aren't they, Corby?
The corridor of relegation.
I don't think it's even a corridor. It's more of a cul-de-sac. They're not getting out of it, are they? 2-0 down. There's another great sweeping ball. Beautiful ball from Sam Sheridan. He hits it 60 yards from the right-hand touchline to the left-hand touchline. And then Jerome's ball, unfortunately, is a poor one into the arms of the goalkeeper, Terrell Belford. Right, it's time for gin.
things are hotting up at Liberty Way.
Latest score in the NPL, and all this is regards to who gets home advantage in the playoffs on Tuesday. Stourbridge 0, Nantwich Town 1.
Very interesting, as here come Nuneaton on the edge of the penalty area again with Mills. Looked for a free kick, not going to get the free kick. FC can bring it away. It was a good challenge there, I think, about Fagbola with a bit of K involved. Jerome Wright. It shows a bit too, takes a bit too long, and the boy plays it eventually out to Chandler. Chandler's ball is a ball, a searching ball that's be dealt with by Kelvin Lagmead, you'd expect.
Oh,
but it was a poor ball. And the back pass was intercepted by FC United and Manchester's Tommy Adeoli. But unfortunately, he put the ball very wide, and it's another goal kick. So, anyway, 4th of May. Mayoral elections.
Oh, yes.
From
yes.
Andy Burnham World. Is that what we're calling Great Manchester soon?
Burnham World.
Burnham World.
Well, he's 16 years an MP in Lee, and you can see what kind of MP he is. If you've ever met Steve Wood, that's where he lives. And that's what he'll turn you into. He'll turn you into a woodzo, as FC United now come away with it. Thompson on the edge of the penalty area. He's intercepted. Good defending. Two players converge upon him, and they win the ball. But Thompson's back, trying to win the ball back. Put the pressure on again. That's a long clearance this time by Langmead, which is dealt with by Ashworth. And Ashworth plays it back to Chandler. Chandler's header was poor, but equal to being poor was the number nine there. This time it's the ball's cleared. One bounce, two bounce, and out for a throw-in. Ashley Chambers should have done a bit better with that ball, really, you would have thought.
Yeah, they had a good opportunity there. I think he took Ashworth on, didn't he, and lost it. But he had other options.
Certainly did, and well, Exodus... Exodus Egan comes across.
It's going to go dark when he takes this throw in. He's going to block out all the light.
He's very tall, isn't he?
He is indeed.
Very big.
His hands wrapped around the ball. It's a big throw into the air. Out comes FC's goalkeeper. And well, he gathers it eventually and then loses it. But I think it was his own player that actually got in his own way. But FC can clear the lines.
Oh, that was a bit.
Well, Tom Elliott there, his arms are wrapped around the throat and neck of FC United and Manchester's Tommy Adeoli, and the referee deems it a free kick only, and it remains on 25 minutes 0-0. And now, ladies and gentlemen,
I'm going to hand
you over to the dulcet tones of James Quinn.
No! Halifax 1, Curzon 0.
FC United on the ball.
That's such a good impression, by the way, that I just did that.
Checks.
So good.
Ashworth. looking for the ball towards the back posts. He checks, he's being pulled all over the place. That's a penalty, referee, in any day of the week. No question about it for me.
He's put the flag up now.
Well, what's he giving there?
Offside.
An offside. Ashworth was being absolutely... Well, I mean, he might as well just give it his shirt. He was being pulled all over the place. If we can see it from here, we're, what, 70 yards away. How the referee didn't see it, I don't know.
I think Halifax can confirm themselves in the playoffs today, can't they? And they're 1-0 up at the moment at home to Curzon Ashton.
These disappearing playoff spaces that are being taken up.
And Gainsborough 1-0 up against Kidderminster, speaking of playoff places.
Which means that next week's game could be another win or bust for Gainsborough at Broadhurst.
Well, the ball cleared by FC United's Chandler, out for a throw-in. No goals here, but goals are plenty all around the land. And as we speak, we're...
I think it's Worcester who are in most peril along with Gainsborough, I think, is it?
I think you might be right.
Yeah, they're both on the same number of points, but Gainsborough are winning at the moment.
Waiting for this throw to be taken. It is indeed taken now. It's out of the far left-hand side with Gainsborough's number 8. It's a strong challenge and well played there by Sam Sheridan again. And he played the ball into the feet of George Thompson, but the ball given away, and it's an opportunity now for the visitors or the home team to come away with it, but it's intercepted well. Another job done. The Manx Knobs and the Fudge have been purchased. May the 4th be with you all. That's from Paul the Pen.
Is he voting for Andy Burnham? Is it the Isle of Man elections as well?
I don't know whether he can be there.
Isle of Manchester.
The ball left-hand side. Lovely ball the outside of his foot, though, by Adeoli. Can Jerome keep it in play? No, he can't. Some crucial scores as well. Borussia Mönchengladbach. Well, at the moment, it's 0-0 against Borussia Dortmund. Well, that has going to have repercussions in the North West Counties.
Drama. What drama? Why? How does Carlisle City... How does that impact on Carlisle City this season as Sandbach United? How does it impact on them?
Well, with this, with Brexit 50, it could have a major implication because we're not sure whether Carlisle are going to join Scotland. So we'll have to find out. I've got some more scorelines in a minute as the ball with FC United's number 5, and who decides to do a Peter Kay in the most unceremoniously biggest clearance of the season campaign. He's about 100 foot in the air, and it's got about 9 miles. Any other results at this moment in time? Well, the Portuguese Premier League, there's no game goals there yet. But Hibernian are 2.
Hibernian? Where are you from?
Hibernian.
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 I'm off to watch the Hibs.
The Hibs. The Hibs, Ben. The Hibs. They've been beaten by 3-2 by Aberdeen. Well, the Hibs have been promoted, though, Ben, haven't they? And that's when Neil Lennon's gone back there and done a tremendous job this season for the old Hibs. Dundee 1-0 up against St Mirren. Dunfermline 0-0 with Falkirk. Greenock. Are also it's 0-0 against Ayr United, and Queen of the South against Dunbarton. It's 1-1. What a great game that is so far.
Swampy's not the same when he can look at things.
No, he's not. Don't take that away from you.
The ball now on the left hand side with FC United of Manchester. It's with Chandler. Chandler plays it out left to right back to Chandler. Challenge comes in. Chandler still has it though. Back to right. Ball kept in play. Eventually, it's a throw in. Livingston taking the lead against Queen's Park, and Peterhead 0, Stanismuir 1. Is another latest score there as Adeoli now takes over halfway line.
This has become grandstand, doesn't it?
No. This is a showreel. This is what this is. It's going to send this to Jeff Stelling at the end of the day.
Well, the score's just come in on 26 minutes. It's a full far Athletic 1, Clyde 0, and Arbroath are taking the lead also on the 27th minute against Cowdenbeath. So,
meanwhile,
it's a free kick to FC United of Manchester. There's nothing happening. But while we wait for this free kick to be taken, AC Horsens 0, Esbjerg FB in the Danish Super League relegation group. As FC United now with Jerome Wright, the free kick's taken. It's a poor free kick. He has another chance. Stabs it with the right foot towards the back post. Up comes Adeoli, doesn't win the ball. Falls for Kay, and Kay's shot is about as impressive as Peter Kay's shot in the advert.
You were saying about the Danish league.
Kay's not Seattle,
AC Horsens 0, Esbjerg FB 1. And that's the relegation group one, but the second division promotion is B93 0, Marylist 2, and Bromsnong are getting beat 2-0 by Brandband.
Are they a band? I'm starting to think that it's more Eurosport he's after rather than Jeff Stelling.
Okay.
Well, there's a lot
of. Giant cycling.
I tell you what, Ben, the Finnish league is going bonkers there as well, to be honest. Stern Graz in the Austrian league, though, there 1-0 down against Matterberg, as the ball back in play now for FC United to try and win. But on the halfway line, it's that man, Sam Sheridan, tries to play the ball through to Matthew Wolford, who puts his hand up and says, thank you, that was a really good ball, but I wasn't just quite on the end of it. And it's all the way back to Terrell Belford. Grasshoppers haven't kicked off yet. It's a 7:45 kickoff this evening, if you're looking forward to watching that one.
Could we make that game?
We could make it, Ben, as opportunity here now for the home team over the halfway line into the penalty area they go.
Oh, that's terrible.
Well, the referee has given a free kick about 35 seconds after.
What's the liner doing there? You should see that. That is a blatant dive.
Well, 30 minutes on the clock, by the way.
It was a dive. Oh, look, Ben, over there. What's in the air? What is it, Ben?
Oh, is it a buzzard?
It's a beautiful buzzard. The dive was actually dreadful, but the free kick had ensued before that, and then he dived after it. But the referee bringing the ball back... Darren Strain, and he's just talking to FC's players, and he'll be setting the wall, and 30 minutes on the clock, as I say. Rizpor 3, Istanbul at this moment in time 3 as well. It's a full time score in the Super League.
Looks like Greg Mills is taking this free kick.
It is indeed. Win, lose or draw, can he stick one in the top corner? Number 11 is over it as well, Jordan Nicholson. But you're right, I think it looks like Greg Mills right footed. He stands there. It's just on the edge of the penalty area, dead, pretty much in line, right footed. Back to the goals in Turkey. We could go and perhaps watch maybe Sligo versus Derry City. They're playing a little later on at 7:45. Or we could go and see Ballytown. That no games there in the Welsh Premier League at the moment.
I do remember Spike Milligan using Mission Control Sligo years ago.
The goal kick taken out for a throw-in, though. Dungannon Swifts 3-0 against Carrick Rangers in the Premier League in the Northern Ireland. And that's a relegation. There with Glen Torrid 1-0 up against Portadown as well. As his throw-in is taken, FC United now trying to win the ball back halfway line. Chandler did enough there, and but it's with the blue shirts of the number 4 skillful players. Christian Scott plays it back to his right back, ball on the outside of the boot, pretty go out for a throw, and you'd expect to FC United and Manchester. It is indeed, and Chandler takes it quickly, or thinks about taking it quickly. Eventually does, plays it to George Thompson now plays it back to Chandler, and the ball all the way back to FC United's Ryan Schofield, who shows a little bit too much of that ball and has to stab the ball away for a throw-in. He was just putting her a little bit too much pressure there by Ashley Chambers, and the home team, well, they do exactly the same thing, put under pressure and they're giving the ball away.
Rushden Diamonds are 3-0 up away at Carlton Town. That would see them in the playoffs in Division 1 South, but I think they're getting moved over anyway, aren't they? So,
well, Trenchin 1-0 down against Ruzombrock in the Slovakian Fortuna League, and there's that's a half time score there.
Do you know any stats from that league,
Is that the division we aspire to be in?
Well, perhaps Cedric Crewe might want to go back to the country that he came from. He's playing professionally, wasn't he? He's not not featured for FC United of Manchester this season. As here come the home team again outside the penalty area, the time with Jordan Nicholson. He steps left footed, goes past one, holds the ball, tries to play it inside. He chooses to keep the ball, and it's Sam Sheridan takes it off him, and a nice simple ball inside there to Thompson. Thompson not being and showing too much there. Eventually it's just a big heave ho high long ball by Fag Bowler, a chase on there for Tommy Adeoli, and it's miscontrolled by Ben O'Hanlon, and it's a throw into FC United. Manchester will take it quick. It's Sheridan on the ball again, out wide right Tommy Adeoli, plays the ball to the penalty area. It's a decent ball again on the end of it. It was nearly Matthew Wolford, but it was strong defending from Exodus Egan, and they could come away with it now, and a slightly ball over hit might stay in for a chase on for FC United Manchester's number 6, who indeed controls the ball. His first touch wasn't the best, but he does well, plays it inside. A nice little touch and turn there by Chandler, and then Thompson with a diagonal ball left hand side, and who's up there running to try and win the ball? It's Sam Sheridan. He's having a good game, Sheridan, and good defending though by Exodus Geegan.
That was good mobility from the quarter pounder there.
Hola from southern Spain. In an effort to make this dead rubber interesting, if you three predict today's final score and one of them is correct, I'll put a tenner in the DF. I'm going 2-2. That's from Tim.
I'm decided not to even...
I'm not bothering.
No, I'm not bothering either.
Put the money in the DF.
Yeah. You either do that or you just, you know, we'll just turn off.
You've got 5 minutes.
Minutes. We'll see 5 minutes as this corner comes in for FC United towards the back post, though. Who's on the end of it? No one. It's cleared comfortably, but it'll be picked up by Chandler. Chandler about 45 yards out, tries a shot from distance, and perhaps he should have maybe passed it or indeed moved a few yards forward, because that was a Nathan Lowe.
Nathan Lowe's got a lot to answer for.
Even sat on the bench.
Well, Dynamo Moscow 2, 1-0 down against Spartak Krosno. And
what app have you got here? What is this?
Has he got flash score up?
I've got live scores. Bournemouth are now 2-0 up against Middlesbrough. Hull City 0.
What league are they in?
I'm not sure.
Egyptian league.
Swansea are beating Stoke by a goal to nil, and FC United now, as the ball's headed over there, left hand side, to be picked up by Greg Mills. Mills against Williams. He gets past Williams, Bourne to penalty. It's a decent ball headed away by Fag Bowler, and he finds an FC shirt in Wolford, and Wolford plays it out to Thompson. Thompson's touch is good. Now it's at least a look up and have a ball played out simply right-hand side to Williams. Williams can motor down the right now. And the ball given away, picked up by Ben O'Hanlon. Inside he plays the ball to Tom Elliott. Elliott's control is good. Two players around him, and he tries to split the FC United defence, but Williams was equal to it. Clears his line, but only to the halfway line. They can start from the back now. It's with Brad Gascoigne. Plays the ball through the middle. Half clear back Fag Bowler, picked up by Jordan Nicholson. Outside of the boot, he tries to bring in Greg Miles, but it was good play by Williams, and Williams plays a ball, a diagonal ball, a chase on there from the skipper Langmead, and it's out for a goal kick.
Loud and clear in the smoke, and looking forward to commentary from the Creature Comforts trio. That's from David in London.
Well, it's 0-0 with Blackburn and Wolverhampton at this moment in time. Blackburn in all sorts of trouble this season. They're in the bottom three, and together with Wigan and Scunthorpe. So they'll be desperate to get points today. Fulham are winning 2-1 away at Huddersfield. And Brentford are 1-0 up against Queen's Park Rangers, which is the Blackpool. They're also winning at this moment, 2-0. A team,
club.
It's not Blackpool, a team.
Blackpool are the lowest placed club that have played in the Premier League.
Indeed they are. That's a very good point, well made.
Swindon? Are they lower than Swindon?
They are indeed. An opportunity here now for the home team to put the ball into the penalty area. It's a good defensive header. Second ball's picked up, though. It needs to be picked up by a red shirt, but it's eventually cleared by Wolford, who's back there defending after some good work. A little flick on there by Thompson to bring in FC United Manchester number 8. And he tries to bring in Jerome Wright from distance there, but this time it was cut out. And here come Nuneaton on this near touchline. It's with the 10 there, Evans, and shows a bit too much of it, and good defending there by Chandler. Peterborough 2-0 up against Bristol Rovers, as Tom Elliott plays the ball inside now. Shrewsbury 0-0, and here's an opportunity again through the middle of the go on the edge of the penalty area. It's with the number 9, Chambers plays it out left hand side, and down the left they go, ball chipped in. It's going to be a throw, is it, or is it going to be a corner ball? Let's have a go to a team that actually has some importance to FC United supporters. Portsmouth 1-0 up against Cambridge United. The reason why I say that is they got promoted on the same day as Tom Davis's birthday, who's actually on loan there and has been all season from Accrington Stanley. And he spoke to me the other day and he said, I wish everybody all the very best on FC Radio and all the supporters.
Is he coming back?
They've been promoted, so... Ball comes in towards the back post. It needs to be dealt with by FC United of Manchester. And it is, and a goal kick ensues.
Just to give you some latest scores in our league. Halifax 2, Curzon 0. Charlie are now down to 10 men. And they're 2-1 down away at Gloucester City. And it's Worcester 0, Salford 1.
Well, what is important to us as well is this goal kick is taken. York City at this moment in time in the bottom four. They're 0-0 at the moment against Workington. Chester are getting beat by Sutton United. They're being dragged in. North Ferriby, who are relegated, 1-0 down against Aldershot. And Forest Green, who are going to be that playoff contender, they're 1-0 up against Maidstone at this moment in time. Torquay United also, they're in the bottom four. They won't be in our division, but it looks like they could well be relegated this season as well. They're their third bottom at this moment in the conference. Gateshead, we talked about them a little earlier on, 2-0, winning 2-0 away against Steve Wood's favourite team, Boreham Wood. As Thompson now. Can he get the ball into the penalty area? No, he can't. It's cleared, and the ball left-hand side is picked up by Kieran Scott and Tommy Adeoli.
So funny, that joke.
A judge to have conceded a free kick. And the referee should know Matthew Wolford enough there. It's not
giving
him a yellow card. And Wolford in there, he just got tangled up with the player. And Wolford is saying, look, I was running across him. It's not a yellow card, that. I mean, it's in their own half. I mean, everyone's back. And, Matthew Wolford will be very disappointed with the fact that he's been given a yellow card. I mean, how many has he had in his career? I mean, probably can't be more. He's been sent off once unjustly, which was devastating for him.
And one legitimate red card at Buxton, I have to say.
Well, when he kicked the player in the head.
Just a flesh wound.
He went up for the... No, I don't think that was a red card either. He was going for the ball.
The head was clean off.
Yes, well, should have got nurses to give him some treatment so he could, you know, grow one back.
They had to send somebody out to look for it.
Well, Solihull Moor as well, a team that are in desperate need of a point. So they're 2-0 up as well at this moment in time against Eastleigh. The ball into the penalty area for this goal kick, off this free kick, into the arms of FC United's Nuneaton Town FC goalkeeper. I quite like this because it's keeping me entertained more than
the listener.
Maybe it is, but at the same time, there's nothing going on the pitch now. I mean,
the one listener that's now switched off.
No, there's 10 of them. Come on, Paul, be fair.
It could have been politics, Ben. And I thought, no. As the ball right-hand side with Williams. Williams looks to bring in a red shirt. Plays it inside. Lovely ball to Matthew Wolford. And Wolford now to byline. Chips the ball. It's a great opportunity here for FC United and Manchester. It's Thompson. Thompson drills it. And it's cleared off the line. He has another opportunity now again. Thompson plays it out left-hand side. This time it's to Chandler. Chandler, can he get to the byline? Plays it back to Jerome Wright. Jerome Wright's touch. Holds the ball. Chandler cuts inside. Chandler now with his right foot chips the ball in, or tries to. He plays it against along the floor instead. 1-2 here. This is good football from FC United. An opportunity, and it's another clearance of the line again. Across scurrying goes FC United. Sam Sheridan cuts inside. Sheridan rides one challenge. Can he get the shot away? Yes, he can. Sheridan. Oh, what a goal by Sheridan! Absolute quality. He had no right to win the ball, in all fairness, but he just stuck his foot in there, took another touch, put it on his right foot and absolutely leathered it into the right-hand side. It hit the inside of the post, came across, and Sam Sheridan, well, he's been the player that we've thought absolutely superb there. 1-0 to FC United of Manchester.
Well, he doesn't score many goals, but that was certainly a gem of a strike.
Well, Craig Below was there, enjoyed that goal. He's a happy man there. What a goal that was, he says, and I tell you what, he's dead right. And I've just noticed something about FC's team today, Ben. How many players have got orange boots on? Do you think it was a job lock?
Job lock.
Is it a new deal?
That's definitely a job lock. But what a goal from Sam Sheridan. You'll be able to see that. I think they've got TV cameras here and a gantry there. And
They might do a Gloucester and not show it.
There was three opportunities for FC United. Two cleared off the line. They never cleared the lines. And eventually, when that ball came across, he had no right to win that ball, did he, really?
No, someone should have a word.
You know, I've said you up, but you two today.
What have I done wrong? I'm reading out the messages.
You turned up, that's what happened.
Plugged you in.
Down the left-hand side, here coming to Eaton, though, and it's a corner ball, FC. Corner ball, Nuneaton.
43 minutes on the clock.
Well, good time to score for FC United and Manchester. They have shown a lot more tempo, a lot more quality. It's a sunny afternoon here this afternoon. However,
I think it's been a pretty even half, really, all things considered. Yeah. Maybe we've edged it.
Well, that passenger play there with two or three shots and clearances off the line, and it was a great finish of the ball, though, in the penalty area to defend it. Who's it fall to? It falls to a blue shirt. Great shot. Charged down. Another effort there over the bar by the number nine. Ashley Chambers from about 6 yards out, but the first shot came in from Jordan Nicholson from about 15 yards out and straight into the midriff of an FC player. And I think is it Jerome Wright that's down there? It is indeed. And I think he's caught that in the nether region, shall we say. I took it the nether region. Let's have a look at what division goals are going in that division.
Who plays in the nether region?
Well, you'll be surprised.
Ajax.
Quite a lot of people.
No, Lowestoft play in that division, don't they? Remember, we went there.
Closer to Amsterdam than when we were to Manchester that day.
Yes.
Indeed, yes. Definitely. Crawley Town 2-1 up against Carlisle. Crewe winning 2-0 against Leyton Orient. Luton 1-1 against Notts County. Portsmouth, as I say, winning 1-0. Goals going in all over the place. And a great goal here in the non-league action as FC United and Manchester trying to extend their lead, but the ball out of play from the goal scorer of a quite tremendous finish. And some might say, well, if he'd been in this team a little bit more, in the earlier part of the season. FC United might be slightly higher place where they are this moment in time, but that's the way football is. Sometimes you're fancied, sometimes you're not. They've got ball all the way back to Belfield. Belfield's clearance is a poor one, and it'll be a throw into FC United of Manchester on this near touchline. 1-0 the lead, 45 minutes on the clock. We'll just have a listen to the announcer, and then, to be honest, you won't need me to tell you how many minutes, because the announcer is, well, it was rather loud and unnecessary, Ben, because he just turned up out of nowhere, didn't he? On last year, remember, he was superb, wasn't he? But the ball right-hand side now for FC United of Manchester. Good afternoon, Swampy. Ben and Stato Paul. A question for Ben and Stato Paul. Will you be doing the women's thing live tomorrow?
Yes, of course we will. And the final on Friday.
Yep. 1 minute added on, by the way.
Was that what happened there? There's no announcement.
The board went up.
Oh, there's the board.
Yeah.
Our board went up as well. Noticed. In flames about 8 months ago, didn't it? Paul?
Well, that was political.
Oh, I thought we're not doing politics, are we?
It wasn't sport.
Well, FC United finishing off in this first half with a flurry. Goal coming in the 43rd minute, and now another corner in shoes. And it's been an even contest. FC United probably just about edging it. The ball chipped in. It's a decent ball again. It goes across three players. Oh, and there was no one really to put that ball in for FC United. It was a great ball by Sam Sheringham again. The ball on the halfway line with Williams. Williams' touch plays it out to Sheringham. Sheringham, he shows too much of that. There's an opportunity. The linesman well behind play, and an opportunity to make it one apiece. And it should be one apiece. It will be one apiece. And in fact, it was Sam Sheringham on the halfway line dillying with the ball, really. And from hero to zero, Sam Sheringham there. There still was quite a lot of work to do, but it was a nicely worked passage of play.
It was a shambolic goal to give away, really.
And Craig,
I'm sure Margie will be very angry with that.
He certainly will. It was halfway line. There was no real urgency from Sam Sheringham, and FC United. Well, once he'd lost the ball, there were still three or four defenders back there, but they were cut open. A 1-2 between Chambers and Evans, and then onto Nicholson, and it's into the back of the net, and one apiece. Nicely worked goal though. Once they got there.
Yeah, sad. All that effort we put in to get an advantage was tossed away there.
Well, that is indeed the final moment of the first 45, and well, as I say, an interesting game. Nothing to play for either team, really, apart from pride and maybe that 12th spot. But 43 minutes, it was a great, great finish from Sam Sheringham, and he'll be disappointed with himself there, losing the ball on the halfway line. And then there was from the halfway line, there was still a lot of work to do for the home team, but they did it with a little bit of quality, and it was a great finish. Slid across, nothing the goalkeeper could do. And here at Coombe Abbey Station, the Coombe Abbey Arena, it's FC United of Manchester 1-1 against Nuneaton Town. We'll be back in short few seconds.
FC UM Radio. FC and Music United.
Brought to you by constructivecoding.com.
At Constructive Coding, we specialise in creating software and solutions that assist you in increasing your revenues and simplifying your processes. We focus on providing complete end-to-end solutions, from back-end processing and databases to interactive websites, desktop application and mobile devices such as Android tablets and iOS devices. Our philosophy is to provide something different, and we have the team to create something different for you. We are passionate about solving problems and are committed to creating value. We have a proven record for innovation, which delivers solutions for our customers. To find out more about the type of services we offer and to contact us, please visit www.constructivecoding.com. Constructive Coding, proud official sponsors of FC Live.
You're listening to FC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army, and it's our time here at the Liberty Way Stadium. Ooh. It's FC United of Manchester 1, Nuneaton Town, the home side 1, and a goal. Both goals coming in the last 10 minutes of that first half. And, we're now joined by Stephen Wood, and Stato Paul stays with us. Just a quick mention, I had a piece of correspondence on my personal Twitter feed asking the question, why don't you include Stephen Wood's bit on the podcast anymore?
I didn't know. Oh, am I on? Can you hear me, mother?
Yeah, you're on.
I didn't know you didn't. Anyway, what's the Liberty Way? It's called the Coombe Abbey Arena, my friend. That's just over there, the big sign.
No ordinary hotel.
just oh, I'll take that back.
That's the stop line.
Other hotels are available.
So it's no, just to answer that question. Sometimes
it depends if you've got
time.
Space. Yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah,
time.
Yeah.
Sometimes it just doesn't fit well because so if it's 0-0 at half time, you go from Marv's match report into the goals, but there are no goals, so you go straight to half time analysis, and it just doesn't make any sense. So sometimes we'll throw it in, sometimes we won't. But the best place to get Stephen Wood and Statle Paul's half time analysis is by tuning into FC Live, and that's what you people are doing right now in your tens at home.
Hey.
So it is half time, it's a dead rubber game. Looking forward to Doctor Who.
Depends if the semi-final goes to extra time, then it'll be delayed. You know what? I was thinking just before that goal, then I was thinking, I think I'm getting sunstroke, because I'm actually quite enjoying. We're playing quite well. I thought the sun was getting to me.
It's quite a good game.
We're pinging it around quite well. We're playing good stuff. We're looking. There's been a couple of sticky moments at the back, before not including the goal there, but looked fairly solid. For all the world, at one point, I don't know if Paul, it was looking like a 0-0 because neither team could hit the Kerr's backside with a banjo, could they, for most of the half? They were leathering it over, out the ground, and all sorts.
Yeah, it's probably an example how you can go from hero to zero in a matter of minutes.
The Sheridan.
Well, perfect, because he scored a goal, and then.
I still
I've not even noticed. I'm writing the notes, so I've actually put not even noticed that.
Let's go to our off air. Let's go to our off air chat we had about the midfield.
Oh.
And I feel, and I think you feel, but with different players, that the midfield we've had in the last month or so is very static, very slow, doesn't like to play the ball forward in a creative way. Not that there's anything wrong with that, it's just if you want to watch entertaining football, you need a midfielder who's going to play that quarterback role, and that's what Sam Sheridan brings. And some of the passes he plays are just out of this world sometimes.
Especially when he's setting all the teams up,
Apart from that on the Twitter feed, they said caught in possession.
He wasn't a pass, he did get caught. You're right, I mean, he's absolutely right, isn't he, Paul?
I mean, it's unfortunate because we'd worked fairly hard to get an advantage and then we tossed it away in the final seconds of the half. But we've been here before with a two-goal lead and been pegged back,
that's
so
true.
We should be used to it.
Yeah, that's true. A good point. I mean, I thought we were good value for the 1-0. We were the better team. We were playing some good football. We were...
I think we commented that...
There was life in the team.
We probably edged the half before that goal. But...
Again, it wasn't a great game. It's not exactly two teams who are going hell for it.
No, and that's the problem. I mean, most of that half was dominated by Swampy, essentially, reading that scores from the Icelandic Premier Division and stuff.
Okay, fair enough.
It is one of them
how
games.
How are Helsinki Albion getting on?
From a club perspective, going into the last game of the season against Gainsborough, it could mean something to Gainsborough next week's match. But for us, it is a case of looking ahead to that Stalybridge Bridge Manchester Premier Cup final. And can we get out of third gear for that final, do you think?
I think you can for a final. If you can't for the final, you never will do.
I think whether the team are motivated enough to go out there and win that match and win a trophy. And if they're not, then you really, it's the death knell for some of those players, I think, if they don't raise themselves for that match, because it tells you everything you need to know, really.
Yeah, I agree. I wouldn't argue with that. I think...
Especially against a team who essentially today is going to get relegated. Tamworth 3 at half-time score. So Stalybridge are going to get relegated today, unfortunately. Blame the non-league show and Swampy for inviting the manager on while they're in their purple patch.
It's a bit like featuring on the front page of the Guardian Sport. Once you do that, whatever happens that day is going to be a disaster.
I never realised that.
Anything else to add? I mean, it's...
I just think there's been a lot more life. I think it looks like going what you're saying about players playing for places. It actually on next year and space and the squad next year. It looked like it today. We've had more life from the likes of Jerome and George Thompson's been busy. Tommy's been busy. The back. I mean, I think Jordan got caught a couple of times before the goal, but Ashworth's not missed a thing. Goalkeeper looks a bit shaky on crosses, but
he's
17. I'm not too fussed about
that.
He's
not our future, to be honest.
And the thing is, as well, he's been buffeted on a couple of occasions and not got anything. So it's been positive. I think from that point of view, you know, I've been encouraged. But it's just the old thing. We were talking before the game, not with you, but with Jamie before, that It's very, very rare we concede really good goals. And yet again today, we've not conceded a good goal. We've conceded a goal off a mistake. One thing I want to bring up, by the way, dear listener.
Oh, God, what?
Hey, Robbie Major, did you notice before the game when this fellow was announced for teams?
Yes.
He just said, I was in surnames.
Okay, well, he was short of time, though, wasn't he?
Well, he did that. Not only did he do theirs in full names, number two is Exeter's number two, whatever his name is. We got his parent club in that one.
Exeter Skegan.
Yeah, it was. Oh, got his name.
Yes.
Oh right. Oh, well, I thought he said Exeter. Oh, it should be me. I've only got a team sheet in my pocket. I wouldn't.
Anyway,
I don't read it until I get home.
I can't compete with
this. No, exactly. Shall we just call it a day and I'm done with it? Put Marv back on. Where are the Tories? He's got his scarf on the other day.
So going. What needs to happen for the? Sorry.
What needs to happen for the second half?
What's up?
I can't hear. That's just definitely one listener at all.
I think the signs in the first half were quite encouraging. More of the same, really. Maybe with a bit more finish.
I'd like to see. I mean, who's on the bench? Jones and I'd like to see Jones get.
I'd like to see Jones and Baird get.
I don't think Baird necessarily would do, because then you're breaking up a defence. And I think you only really bring a
defensive. You're breaking up a defence though, which isn't necessarily needed. I'd like to see Baird and Fagbo.
Okay, maybe. Okay, I get that. But usually, defence you only would do the centre halves if there's an injury or they're playing absolutely. Absolutely atrocious, like you can't give him the old elbow.
This
but,
might
you know.
Be controversial to say, but there is a few scouts here today.
There's two.
Okay. There are some scouts here today.
They're not watching ours.
Right. That's the point. That's the point, though.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You know, if you've got someone like Sam Baird just dropped in there and you've got a scout from Premier League and Championship watching, and you go, oh, because like everyone who watches Sam Baird play, they all go, oh, and I just think that's quite handy when you need the money. Anyway,
he has got a contract now.
Exactly.
Did anybody watch Are You Being...
What do you call it? Shop Window or something?
Did anybody watch the Are You Being Sir film this morning?
I saw your Facebook message and I agree with Brian.
It's a mixture of genius and tripe.
I agree with Brian.
It's not that bad.
That's some of the season.
Just to give you some half-time scores from elsewhere.
I don't think they can hear you, Ben, even though you're even shouting.
Old Chigurh 0, Alfreton 1, Boston 0, Fylde 1. What does that mean, Paul?
A win for Fylde guarantees the title.
Boston? Oh, Boston. I said Boston. Boston are playing in our league.
Bradford Park Avenue 0, Stockport 0, Darlington 0, Telford 0, Gainsborough 1, Kidderminster 0.
Oh,
what does all that mean? That's quite interesting, isn't it?
It's between them and Worcester, isn't it? Really?
Well, I think... So I get a live table for my phone? Let's get a live table.
Gloucester
while you're doing
City
that.
2, 10 men, Charlie 2, Halifax 2, Curzon 0... Sorry, did I just hear someone said? Do I have to be quiet now?
I don't know.
I heard some sad news.
Well, carry on. I don't know what's going on.
Somebody, everyone stood up then, and they all went quiet. And
no, just, I think it was just no. I think okay, just
right, anyway, Halifax 2, Curzon 0, Harrogate 0, Brackley 1, Stalybridge 0, Tamworth 3, and Worcester 0, Salford 1.
Would you like to know what that does to the table live as it is? I've got it in front
please,
of me.
Please do.
At the top of the table, Salford have jumped up 2 places into a playoff spot.
And they're drunk. Go on.
They're drunk.
You just said that. Salford junk.
Oh, do that? All right, okay, I'm not. Darlington have dropped a place, and Chorley have dropped out the playoffs. But then again, that's what they dropped into the playoffs still because of Darlington's predicament. We've gone up a place at the moment, and swapped with Curzon.
Sensational.
13.
But the bottom, interesting, going back to what you were saying, Gainsborough have moved out the relegation zone. There's only one zone, and Worcester have dropped into it. If it stays as it is now, Worcester are 3 points behind them.
And,
so a draw would be enough next week if Gainsborough won.
Yeah,
but Worcester have got a better goal difference, just to say.
I'm not going to work that out. Can't
so right, so it's half time here. It's one apiece, and we're literally scraping the barrel of anything interesting
anything we can
to
talk about. It's not that makes it sound like it's been rubbish.
No, it hasn't. It's been a decent enough game. It's just it's tricky. Isn't it? You've been in a car for two hours to get down here, and it's just like
I think we're going to chip you on the way.
I think
we're going to go via.
You're going in a convoy.
Hey,
chippy convoy.
No, I think we're going to go. We came over the top and then the M1. I think we're going to go back that way, but go via Holmforth and call up at Compose on the way.
Oh, right. Okay. Do you have scraps at all?
Only if somebody disses me. Oh, you mean scraps of fish?
I went to a chippy the other
week.
Well,
what are these? I call them scraps. But yeah. Some people call them scrapings.
Right. Scraping.
Scraps. Scraps. So I was in the chippy, and for the first time ever, in front of Laura, I had fish and chips.
Okay.
Right, and I said, "Can I, yeah, because we don't have Indian or Chinese."
Okay. All right. Okay.
I said, "Can I have some scraps as well?" And Laura looked at me, utter disgust, and called me a Salford negative term.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with that, is there?
No, I've not had scraps for a long time, I'll be honest with you, but yes, scrapings. What's that, man?
Scraps.
You're
scrap. A scrap in a minute. I think I've pulled that joke twice now.
Just to give you some half-time scores in the MPL.
I thought you were going
to
some more.
With connotations for the relegation picture out of the Northern Premier League. Colville are 2-0 up against Corby Town. If that result stays the same and Sutton Coldfield away at Workington stays the same, Corbett, it's back-to-back relegations for them this afternoon.
That's going to upset a lot of Scottish people.
Exactly. Stourbridge,
nil. Are there any more pressing matters today? Corby, press.
Lancaster 5-1 up away at Gloucester North End. That means Lancaster City will be winning the MPL Division 1
this afternoon. It also probably means that Mike Norton will be, because on Facebook, Mike Norton, ex-striker, not current kitman, said that he was going to come to FC next week. Should his team, he might work it slightly different, but stuff the playoffs up. Being 5-1 down at half-time suggests they probably have stuffed the playoffs up.
They have. Trafford, it's still 0-0 against Ossett Town, and Trafford, they need to win. Sorry. I you need to talk. You've been stood there.
Who is this man?
Yeah? Oh, you're coming to... Yes, yeah, we're covering it.
Yes, ladies game tomorrow.
What was I going to say? It's 0-0 between Trafford and Ossett Town. Trafford need a big win to get in the playoffs in Division 1 North. No, we wish Trafford well, because Tom Baker's cracking. And speaking of Tom Baker, we're all looking forward.
He's 80s though, man.
No, the manager at Trafford.
Oh, right, not the blonde-haired.
No, the little scrum-half midfielder.
I did know.
Anyway, so the teams are now out. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go and
time flies when you're talking nonsense. Yeah, thank you, no Stephen problems. Wood.
Headphones are going to Swampy.
So, thank you. So it's teams are now back out, and you're listening to SC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com and the Armchair Army. And don't forget, you can get in touch with us this afternoon, Twitter at FCUM Radio, or of course station at FCUMradio.co.uk, or you can text this person personally on
07596 104122. That's 07596 104, no, it's not, it's 07596 104122. Châtre-Roux 1-0 up against Conseil.
I missed that in my half-time list of scores, sorry.
Did
I
you?
Do apologise, dear listener, how ignorant.
Can't believe
you.
That
was the big one.
Chateau what?
Neuf de Pape.
Lovely stuff.
It's, anyway,
back over to our expert commentary team.
Now, this game underway, second half, one apiece here. And an interesting second half. Good crowd here, making some good noise as... the ball in FC's final third with the number 9. Ashley Chambers plays a 1-2. Chambers tries to win the ball back. It's intercepted by the goal scorer of FC United, and the person who actually undid FC United 2 minutes later. It's the ball all the way back now, though, to Tyrell Belford. Belford's first touch up the best, left-footed, though. He clears his lines. Halfway line, the ball just eventually reaches. Ball inside now for Chambers. Chambers loses out to... Sam Sheridan, he plays the ball with his outside of his foot, but it's dealt with by the skipper, Langmead. And now it's Ben O'Hanlon on this left-hand side. Strong challenge, and the referee saying it was an unfair one. And Williams, the man adjudged to have impeded, and the referee goes to his notebook, does he?
Yes.
And possibly it might be a yellow card. It's the first challenge of the second half, and the referee say, going to his book... Mr. Darren Strain, a second yellow card. FC United, two yellow cards, one for Matty Wolfenden and now one for Williams. I mean, it was a free kick. It's not a yellow card, though, is it? Well, it shouldn't have been a yellow card, but it is.
Just some tweets we've had in. Next time, can you plug him in? Try 240 volts. I think that was with regards to earlier when I said I plugged you in, and Robert Ironmonger suggests that I plug you into the mains, which is nice.
Oh, I'll see how they're getting on. I think they're 1-0 up, actually, at the moment, mains. This free kick eventually will be taken by Greg Mills. This is like perhaps
special.
It's like the second page of the match day updates, isn't it? It's the ball into the penalty area. It has to be dealt with by FC United's goalkeeper. He palms it over. It was directly at him, but he took no chances at all. And it was the skipper, Langmead, there, who got his head on the ball and out for a corner. So an early opportunity just goes a beg in. And now the corner ball will ensue, and it'll be the number seven, Greg Mills, that goes across on the far left-hand side to take it. It's one apiece if you've just joined us. Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, and welcome. FC Live, as always, brought to you by those beautiful people at constructivecoding.com and their microchip balms. Our friends and friends and groups, revolution groups around the world, as corner comes in towards the back post, it goes again. Amelia plays, and it goes across everybody there. And I think the referee has seen an infringement, and it will be a free kick to FC United of Manchester and our brethren at Vimto, and indeed all those soft drinks manufacturers that provide good quality beverage in a locals type way. I've been drinking this week mainly really nice rhubarb cordial. Very, very nice. As this goal kick is taken, so long leaping ball down the
long sight. What on earth?
What? Rhubarb's not what? It's a middle class.
So is it rhubarb cordial? You said.
Yeah.
That's better.
Why? What do you think you said?
Rhubarb juice.
Well, juice and cordial.
Cordial makes it
freshly crushed.
Rhubarb juice and cordial are two different things.
Straight
anyway,
from
you have lime. You have lime cordial, and you have orange juice, and apple juice. You don't have apple cordial. As FC United now throwing the ball back at the halfway line, and it is intercepted well by. FC United of Manchester's number 8. Again, there was no options there for him, really. Matthew Wolford makes the late run to try and put the pressure on the number 5, Langmead, and, well, it ensues a throw-in for FC United of Manchester. But then you saw that there was just no one up front there, was there, waiting to actually anticipate
it was a clever ball. It was a cleverish ball from Sheridan.
It was, yeah, it was. But the thing
is, asking a lot.
Asking a lot. There was no one else there really, you know, pushing to get FC United on the front foot once again. The ball all the way back in FC's own half. It's with Ashworth. Ashworth plays a ball along the deck to Chandler. Chandler plays it all the way back to Ashworth. Ashworth opens his body, hits a ball, long looping straight to the number 3, O'Hanlon, who controls it, and plays it back to his skipper. Slightly under hit as well. His skipper's been put under pressure here. Left footed, he clears his lines. Only as far as Sheridan holds on to the ball well. Cuts the ball inside. Lovely 1-2 there from Sheridan. Played it in to Thompson, and Thompson trying to bring in Wolfenden, and, it just didn't quite come off for us, United of Manchester. And the one thing is, I mean, we've got a game here this afternoon, one game and then a cup final. But you might be thinking, this is the last time with me see some of these players playing in the FC shirt away from home. As perhaps a number of changes might take place next season from a footballing perspective, as FC United have to defend again. And this time, across comes Williams and does brilliantly well. And, the referee on the far side
cannot see that
at all. But he gave it. The linesman's on the far right-hand side. The ball was scurried across and saved by FC United's Ryan Schofield. But there's no way in a month of Sundays that the assistant could have seen that, but a judge to have gone out, so therefore have given the corner rather than knowing it had actually or was indeed a corner.
I think it was a suspected corner.
Yeah, a suspected corner. Like last week, I suppose, wasn't it?
No, that definitely was a corner.
As... the ball comes in from the corner, ball towards the back post. Oh, and a free header there again. It was the skipper, Langmead, and he got up well, but he couldn't direct it, and it's well wide of the post, and another goal kick in shoes for FC United of Manchester. The game being played at a leisurely pace, shall we say?
Leisurely place.
A leisurely place. Yeah, well, it's a leisurely place, isn't it? It's interesting to note that if you like rugby, you can actually watch it for free because all those barriers separating the two teams means that they can stand and look at the game for nothing. And the ball high, long in the air. So United take the goal kick. It's a free header, one though. But Sheridan takes over. Wolfenden wanted it early. And Sheridan's ball was not one of great quality, but he's going to get another opportunity. But he needs some support and help. Well, he does well enough to let the ball roll out for a throw-in. He takes it himself, does he? No, he leaves it for Williams. William sporting orange boots apart from the pink ones that everyone else is wearing. Is Wolfenden now tries to get himself a corner ball, and is it a corner? Indeed, no, it's just
D. To be honest, I think that is a corner. It should be. Look at where he cleared it from. It's impossible for it to be a throw.
George Thompson is arguing the case.
Well, it's going to be a throw-in rather than a corner. Oh no.
It's now become a corner.
It's about, good. I think George Thompson.
The logic's right.
George Thompson persuaded the referee, the assistant referee, to give him a corner. So FC United, just the right hand side of us here. Thompson takes the corner. Decent ball comes across. Fagbola can't get in the end of it. And Jerome right back defending, plays it back to the halfway line for Chandler. Chandler takes a touch, and his touch is going to go all the way back to Ryan Schofield, who takes a touch himself and then clears his lines. Long clearance over the halfway line. Up goes Kay. Gets a little flick on there. Wolfenden plays the ball out wide right hand side, looking for a free kick. FC United not going to get one. And then a challenge, and a decent challenge there by Kay on the halfway line. Ball back to Ashworth, and Ashworth's ball just as a clearance out for a throw in.
It's a shame Roy or Emily's not here to answer this question, but is there any point when you've got literally the majority of your team up in an attacking position and you've got a time on the ball on the halfway line to play a ball forward rather than all the way back to your goalkeeper and putting him under pressure?
You've answered your wrong question then, and it was rhetorical, wasn't it? Let's be honest. One apiece here, and down the right hand side there goes Devon Kelly-Evans, but his control lets him down, out for a throw-in, and it remains one apiece. So as Carl said in his interview last week, he'd rather be playing in a relegation battle or for promotion. These games are dead rubbers, and
be careful what you wish for,
and only a cup final to play for, as the home team on this left hand side. It's a lovely ball, but well read by Williams. Pays it back to his goalkeeper. Be careful there.
It's,
you could see
the
ball
place.
Was bobble, and it was a bobbins bobble that ended up ball bobbled out from a bobbins ball. Throwing to Nuneaton on this near touchline. And the number two comes across, Exodus Geegan.
The winner of the golden goal. 32 minutes for the first goal, 42 minutes.
And Exodus Geegan will set himself. This will be a long throw. He'll be able to throw the ball about 45 yards, you think. Good ball into the penalty area. FC's keeper's under pressure there. Great punch away. Gets a good 40 yards with the punch, and then Jerome Wright heads it on and does well there. But is deemed to have come off an FC shirt where I thought it was an FC throw-in. But they have at the far right-hand side, the home team. It's with Jordan Nicholson at the right-back position for some reason. But FC United win the ball back, and it's looped over the top. And, I don't know what the number five... for the home team was doing, is under the air looking for an offside, but there was not an FC player within 30 yards. But they are there now, and they put the pressure on there, and a good play there by Sheridan putting pressure on the number 8. But good play there by Tom Elliott. He's a good player, Elliott, isn't he? Good quality centre midfield player, in the same kind of mould as Sam Sheridan. But here they come down the right hand side now. It's with Kelly Evans, ball the inside of the foot. Has to be defended by FC United. It was poor defending by Chandler. Ball in the area still. There's an opportunity. Comes across three players. Oh, the ball bounced very awkwardly, and Fagbola got something on it, and it's defence to attack. It's now George Thompson. Thompson has only got Wolfenden up. He's got also now Adeoli. Down the right-hand side he goes. Shows not too much of it, but then he has shown too much of it, and they can bring it away with a little bit of calm. And again, it was Tom Elliott in the right place at the right time. He's made his move, gone forward with the... But he leaves it now for the number 3. It's O'Hanlon. Hanlon to give the ball away, though. And it was, again, good interception play by Williams. Back to his goalkeeper. This time he takes a touch. No real pressure exerted from the front men of Nuneaton. But the ball on the halfway line won very comfortably, very easily, and they'll get themselves a throw. Let me give you the teams again. It's Schofield, Williams, Chandler, Kay, Fagbola, Ashworth, Wolverton, Sheridan, Adeoli, Wright, Thompson on the bench. It's Greaves, Lowe, Jones. That's Mike Jones, Sam Baird, and Tom Brown. As FC United now get the ball on the far left hand side with Chandler. Chandler chipped the ball long, has to be dealt with. Jerome Wright's doing well there, and he gets himself a corner ball, does he? Yes, he does.
Can we congratulate the unofficial forum? Three pages by half time, which is sensational for a match day update thread nowadays.
Well, yeah, I think you've just done that, Ben. Well done to the armchair army, sticking with us throughout thick and thin, and
mainly thin.
It's going to be a corner which George Thompson will take on the far side into the sun. Fagbola goes near post, back post is Adeoli. Ashworth there as well, and it's going towards Ashworth. Can Ashworth get on the end of it? No, he can't. It's cleared by Exodus, but Ashworth has it back in the right wing position, and he plays a good ball to the penalty area. So the back post there, half cleared. Thompson picks up now. Can he open his body and get a shot away? Well, there's a man there. Can Free get a shot away? No, he can't, but he didn't need to, because there was Fagbola. Well, Fagbola just turned and shot from 8 yards out. It's no one defending club. and Fag Bowler finds himself on the goal on the score sheet. But it was a lovely ball waiting on this right hand side. My Ashworth acting as the right winger. He chipped the ball in towards the back post. It was picked up by Jerome Wright. Jerome Wright played the ball to Kay, was there waiting for it, but Kay just let it roll for Fag Bowler. Fag Bowler turned.
It was a slow motion finish, you could say. He had time and space, turned, found the net.
And we know there's only one thing better than space, and that's more space, says me and all the supporters. And the great late Francis Sidebottom. You know him, he's been on Match of the Day. Anyway, 2-1 to FC United of Manchester.
Who would have thought?
As Wolfenden intercepts just really well, Wolfenden now. Wolfenden plays the ball out to Thompson. Thompson now gets the ball to the penalty area and, Tommy Adeoli had come near Cypher. He should have stayed in the penalty area and gambled there because the ball was of quality, but there was no one there really. A huge, huge clearance, controlled tremendously well initially by Ashley Chambers in FC United's own penalty area, but just rolled away from him at the very last moment. And FC can start again on the left-hand side, ball on the outside of the boot for Jerome Wright to chase on, but it's out for a throw-in, which the skipper Langmead would take. Be interested to note, Ben, if you can find out when you interview Carl, silky smooth FC centre midfield player here today. Not even on the bench. Ben's not thinking who we're talking about. As a ball played left hand side, there's an opportunity offside decision though against Kieran Glynn. And FC are about to make a substitution, and it's going to be Nathan Lowe coming on. And
we're going to be shooting it long then.
Well, we don't know who's coming off as of yet. I've not seen anybody walking.
It's not Wolfie because he's watching.
No, it's Tommy Adeoli. Adeloy doesn't just sound right. Adeoli sounds much better.
Adeloy.
Yeah, it sounds like Savaloy.
But what's wrong with that?
Well, that's the wrong person. Any big scores? Istanbul Besiktas 3-3 against Rapsor. That's a full time score in the Turkish Super League. 1-0 to FC United of Manchester, if you just joined us as well. Goals, a great finish from FC United of Manchester's seldom played player, Sam Sherrington. And then
substitute for FC United, leading the field, number 9, Tommy Adeloye, replaced by number 14, Nathan Lowe.
See, he said Adeloye as well.
He's been listening to you.
And a great and a little touch and turn there, and a very simple goal for FC United of Manchester's Jordan Fagbola. As FC United defensively are absolutely horrendous at this moment, inside the back post, the ball falls to the number 7, Greg Mills. It was just a massive long ball, and it was Williams. He just fell on the ball, and they should have done better with it there, really, Paul.
They have got a corner, though.
They have indeed. Well, Sodra versus AIK is one apiece in the Swedish league. As this ball comes in towards the back post, it's a long looping ball. The skipper heads it, goal bound, but into the arms of the goalkeeper. Very, very simple for him. It remains 2-1 to FC United of Manchester.
That's a smorgasbord of a game.
Yes, well done, well done. It's the team are actually called Jonkeplings Sodra 1, AIK 1.
Is the owner Mr. Kipling's? Or
who knows? Or dares to dream? If anyone wants to find out who owns that team, after my pronunciation, it could be any team, couldn't it? That really, let's be honest. As FC United now back on the ball with Ashworth just takes his time, chips the ball up to towards the head of Thompson. Thompson's header was a decent one, and he plays it to Lowe. Lowe's touch was back to Sheridan. Sheridan now plays it to Wolford, and Wolford plays it at a little give and go, let the ball run through the feet of Thompson, plays it back to Sheridan. Sheridan's ball to the pass. That's a great ball, it's an opportunity, great goal. Wolfenden, a great finish, a great goal, a great ball, and good football from FC United of Manchester.
Well, we really did unlock them with that cross. Good timing of the run by Wolfie and a good finish, but the cross was it set up, wasn't it? It was there for him.
Beautiful, beautiful ball, and great movement though for Wolfenden there, and good football from FC United of Manchester. 2 goals in a matter of 3 minutes, and hopefully have cemented the 3 points. But we know last season we had a similar situation, 2 goals up, and right at the death they got himself a penalty. But good football by Sheridan again. Good thinking as well though by Thompson. He let the ball through his legs. Sheridan came to this right side and put a great ball into the penalty area, and there was Wolfenden. Great movement. Is it 93 for Wolfenden that now?
I think it's 92.
Is it 92?
I'm trying to remember which way around it was. I think it's 92 now.
92, so...
It's 93 for
I know it's 93 for Greaves, so it's 92.
Yeah, it's creeping up.
So, 8 away from his century. I think he's 305 appearances now for Wolfenden from midfield. But that was a good bit of football from FC United of Manchester. In fact, it was a very good bit of football from FC United of Manchester. But they have a free kick, the home team. And again, this is shooting distance for Greg Mills. It's hit it on his right foot, but there's a lot of players towards the back post as well. So he's going to chip it. Well, he has a shot himself straight into the arms of the goalkeeper. It was a poor
into his poles.
Free kick. And Schofield just settles himself. And what we've seen from Schofield this afternoon, he's been able to throw the ball out a lot more, hasn't he? The pressure's not being exerted in the same way as he's found on three or four occasions since he's come to FC United and Manchester, the 17-year-old. And the ball over the halfway line now, though, flicked on again by Sheridan. Thompson was trying to win it. And a good player, though, by the skipper, Lagmead. Plays it out left-hand side. He follows his run. And he has it now. A good strong challenge again by Sam Sheridan. Now, Sheridan certainly made up for his misdemeanour on 45 minutes with a lack of concentration, giving the ball away on the halfway line, which created the equaliser. But FC United supporters are all bouncing on the main Britannia tyre stand. The vast majority are over there. There's FC United now with Williams. Williams wins the ball, clears his lines, but only as far as the number two. And here comes Kristen Scott now. Scott plays the ball through the middle. A 1-2, but dealt with FC United really well. And here comes Lowe. Loses out, though. And it's that man, Tom Elliott, who wins the ball back. Simple ball, 1-2. Good football here from the home team. Ball through the middle. There's an opportunity. Should be 3-2. It will be 3-2 if he can actually get his feet around the ball. And he couldn't do that. And Jordan Nicholson, well, it was a good football. He split the FC defence very, very easily. But it was quick-paced ball. And then it just, at the wrong moment for him, he got across the ball. And he's hit it with his shin. It's out for a goal kick to FC United and Manchester, but again, too easily undone there, Paul.
Yeah, I think possibly a slight bubble saved us there as well, just as he was hitting it. And that's cost a few players today, the Bobbins bubble.
Well, it didn't come to his it didn't come to his rescue there at all. It sort of came to FC United's rescue, and it remains 3-1 for the boys in red. FC United wearing that familiar red shirt, black shorts and red and black stockings this afternoon. As Williams wins the header on the halfway line, a long header up there. Up goes the big number two. Look there. Good pressurising there by Wolfenden. And Sam Sheridan there just nearly shows a little bit too much of it. Kay comes in, loses out on it. And it's picked up by the number three. O'Hanlon plays it back, though, to Brad Gascoigne. Gascoigne plays a crossfield ball, and it'll probably have a little bit too much on it, and out for a throw into FC United and Manchester.
Well, the Reds are in good voice behind the goal now, and every reason to. 3-1 up.
Lots of time in this game for FC United to increase their lead and increase their goal difference. As the ball all the way back to Nuneaton Town's Tyrell Bedford. It's a long clearance. It's won by FC United, a match in the middle of the park. It's Sam Sheridan on it now. Simple ball out to Wolford, and Wolfordon's touch is 1-2. Williams. Williams links up well. Wolfordon now plays it again, has the ball. Beautiful by Thompson. Wolfordon plays the ball towards the back post. It's a great ball there. Kay, can he win the ball? No, he can't. And FC United have to get back in numbers because they exerted themselves there. There was seven in the attack, and now the ball spread left hand side. An opportunity for the number seven, Greg Mills. He's taking it a little bit too wide there and allowed Williams to get back and defend. And better control there from Greg Mills would have set up a shot, but it results in a corner ball. But that started from an FC United attack, which was lost in the penalty area by Scott Kay. And they open FC up very quickly on the left-hand side, and they have an opportunity to get back into this game with this corner ball. It's whipped in right-footed, back post. It's a decent ball again. It's headed back into the mixer. First time shot comes in. It's charged down brilliantly by Williams. Picked up by the number 10 from distance again. It's cleared this time by Jerome Wright. And, well, Kelly Evans' touch wasn't the best, and FC United can come away with it. It's a great ball through the middle now for Chandler to run onto. Can he get the better of Kelly Evans? Well, Evans is back defending well, and has he shown too much of it? He has, and FC United should get a throw in there from that. And well, Devon Kelly Williams trying to con the referee, and he's not happy with his little outburst.
It's not a booking, though, is it?
Well, it might not be a booking. That's probably for verbals. He's probably said, "You're having a giraffe." before we get a chance to say this, Paul, what's the difference between a kangaroo and kangaroot?
Sorry, I'm just noting the booking.
I'll tell you, Paul. A kangaroo is a marsupial that lives in Australia. A kangaroo is a Geordie that gets stuck in the lift.
No.
You like that?
He doesn't. A kangaroo. The listener did. The
a kangaroo.
I can assure you.
He very rarely smiles anyway. He smiles inwardly, Paul, doesn't he?
Only at numbers.
Yes. Is it a mathematical joke we require then? As low now on the ball. Actually deep in their own half. Sorry, at the edge of the halfway line with Sheridan. Sheridan. Simple ball up to Thompson. Thompson's control lets him down. Or in fact, it was trying to be a pass, but it didn't come for low. And it's the number seven on the board now. Greg Mills, two players around him. But FC United with the ball back. And then a bit of a wild swing by Greg Mills on FC United substitute Nathan Lowe. Williams has to be strong there. The referee lets play continue because it's picked up by Tom Elliott. Elliott plays the ball. It was a poor ball. Fagballer takes over, plays it to the right back position where you'll find FC United of Manchester's number eight. And that was Sam Sheridan. He went for the right back position. He hit the ball to the far left hand side, left back position. FC United 3-1 up here if you just joined us. And it's Jerome Wright on the ball. And, well, the home team not shown a huge amount in this second half. They've had a couple of chances, but.
I thought they came out with good intent, Nuneaton, for a few minutes. They looked rather fired up after the half-time talk, but it's kind of faded away again.
Well, those two goals separate the team. 3-1 to FC United. Matthew Wolfen hogs this near right-hand touchline, and Fagballer elects to go through the middle. Thompson gets up, doesn't win the header, but puts pressure on there, and then Kay concedes a free kick. And, well...
So the other key result at the moment then for us will be Curzon.
Well, we'll leapfrog Curzon, won't we, today?
Depending on...
Curzon are 3-0 down currently, the shade to Halifax. Meanwhile, Tamworth are beating Stalybridge by 4-0.
Well, the referee won't have a word with the number 10. He's just been booked to Devon Kelly-Evans. And
We've lost our trips to Altrincham and Stalybridge for sure now for next season.
Well, we have Southport, North Ferriby United,
maybe York,
depending on
Blythe.
Route. Blythe will be with us, yes. Either Spennymoore or as FC United have to defend this ball, and back defending resolutely is a good ball as well. Was Sam Sheridan. Well, they lose out the halfway line now, picked up by Kelly Evans. Evans back on the ball. He chipped the ball high, long in towards a penalty. FC's keeper thinks about coming for it, chooses not to. Ball flicked away. Evans doesn't win the first ball against Jerome Wright. Jerome Wright now motoring over the halfway line, left hand side. Needs some support there. There's only three players for company. Jerome plays it across there and it's defended well. And can they keep it in play? Yes, they can keep it from going from a corner ball. It's a throw into FC United of Manchester, but it's as if Nuneaton Town have given up here, in all fairness. And FC United are about to make a substitution, and it's going to be Mike Jones coming on.
Good.
About time. What's that meant?
It is about time.
It's remember me.
You remember me.
Sheridan, is it coming off?
The man of the match this early.
Well, for me, he should have stayed on the pitch. He's not. He's had hardly any game time. He's been the best player on the pitch by a country mile again, and he's brought him off with how long to go, Ben?
20 minutes.
You keep him on.
I rate Mike Jones, and I'd like to see more of him, but I agree, Sam Sheridan has had a cracking game.
You bring Kay off. Simple as that. It's very, very simple. It's not rocket science. You bring Kay off, and you keep on the person who's created pretty much all the goals in this game. I know he's... And I'm saying all the goals because he helped towards theirs as well. But he's been the best player by a long chalk.
He is a game changer.
Jones's first touch was... A poor one, but the referee lets play continue because here come the home team. The ball over the left hand side, just over the halfway line with O'Hanlon. O'Hanlon plays it out to Greg Mills. Mills cuts inside, plays the ball in there. It should be dealt with by FC United's goalkeeper. He had to come out and palm it. He had a player in front of him. Did well there. But I just don't understand that. I mean, why bring off the best player on the pitch? Paul, can you explain that to me?
And possibly player of the season.
Sheridan. Sumpy's not laughing. Maybe that's an option.
No, I don't understand why you're bringing off a player who's created more than anything on the pitch. and yet, as this court ball comes in, it's dealt with. It's going to be a goal kick for FC United and Manchester. But no, please, someone explain that to me. He's not played a huge amount of football. He was the man of the match last week. He was man of the match last week. We gave him that. Yep. Today, he scores the first. He's been pinging the ball left, right. When he's had the ball, he's very rarely giving it away. He's made one mistake. He's come on the second half. He's created again.
What time is it?
70 minutes.
Rocker time. We've been here before, mate. Come on.
But I want to know why.
I'll ask.
You can't say I want to give him a rest. You say, well, you give him a rest all season. Why give him a rest? You know, I just find that baffling. I really do. Great to see Mike Jones on the pitch, don't get me wrong. You might say they're very like for like, but you just bring chaos. It's as simple as that. You know, he's not been substituted once this season. There's a ball played through the middle, and Wolford is going to try and chase this down. The keeper comes out and gathers it comfortably.
Your friend Geegan was substituted.
He was indeed. Geegan came off, and on came, is it Michael Tweed or was it Alex Penny? It was Penny, wasn't it?
Penny was come on.
Yeah. Well, perhaps it might drop. As on the ball now is the number nine. Does well there this time. Ashley Chambers cuts inside, needs some support, plays it inside, and it's a free kick conceded again by Kay. Well, it baffles me.
Congratulations to the match day update, Fred. 4 pages. Keep up the good work.
I think Kay's got 8 fouls to surpass Harry Winter's tally for the season.
Well, that's something to aim for.
Yeah, it's a target.
8 fouls or 8 yellow cards?
8 fouls.
8 fouls in a game?
Yeah. No, all time. He's 81, Harry Winter.
Ball comes in, offside decision. Say that again, I got confused.
Yeah, is this bookings or fouls?
This is fouls.
Natural fouls.
What, in a game?
No, all season.
Winter gave 81 fouls away?
Yes.
Oh, 81?
Yes.
And what's
I think he's on 73 now. Okay.
Well, they've given the ball away, but it was a free kick.
What did FC Radio do before you arrived, Paul? That's amazing.
I don't know.
Ball taken quickly. Nice ball there by Ashworth. Plays into Matty Wolford. There's an opportunity now to make it 4-0. It's Thompson. Thompson in front of goal. Thompson. Oh, great finish. 4-1. Well, they beat the offside trap massively. Very, very comfortably. And it was Thompson there. Thompson, well, in that position.
That was embarrassingly easy, wasn't it?
It was.
And the celebrations are underway behind the goal.
Well, both ends for FC United and Manchester. But that ball, I mean, there was a free kick just inside the FC United halfway half on the pretty much dead centre, and Jones was down, and Jones saw that Ashworth wanted to take it quickly, so he ducked. The ball came across. It was controlled well. The ball played into Thompson, and Thompson, once he had that ball, well, he opened his body.
There was no doubt.
And a beautiful chip, wasn't it? Beautiful left-footed chip. 4-1 FC United lead.
I think our 8th away win of the season is looking very, very good.
Well, it's Thompson on the ball himself now. Thompson runs out of room, does he? No, he keeps the ball in play.
And bear in mind, we've only won 5 at home.
Exactly, yes. it's back with Tyrrell Belford. Belford now hits the ball up to the halfway line. It's won by FC's Chandler, but the second ball won by the home team, and then an awkward header not quite dealt with. There's an opportunity inside the penalty area for the number 9. There's an opportunity now for Chambers to get the shot away. Yes, he can. Charge down well.
Great work by Fag Bowler.
And Kay now holds the ball, plays it to Lowe. Lowe gives it to Wolfenden, and Wolfenden, well, his first touch, he was trying to get the ball across to this right hand side to bring in young George Thompson, but didn't quite come off, and they can break down this right hand side. And now it's an opportunity to the penalty area. It's with the number 11, Nicholson again. Well, for me, he's in that position. It was good defending eventually by Ashworth.
Squandered though, wasn't it?
But he's got to open his body and shoot there. He's 8 yards out, and he's trying to put the ball across field where he really, really should be scoring.
They've had a couple of really good situations in this second half and thrown them away. Dunedin.
Corner comes in looking for a penalty there, the skipper, but not getting it. The ball cleared by FC United of Manchester and back to the halfway line for the number 12, and a first touch for Alex Penny. Penny plays it back to Tom Elliott. Elliott back to Penny. Penny's touch is a poor one. It's going to loop out for a throw into FC United of Manchester. In fact, the ball was back to Kieran Scott. I mean, there's some good players on show here. FC United are about to make their third substitution, are they, or is it going to be a home team substitution? I think it's going to be
Sam Baird.
A substitution for FC United of Manchester, and it is indeed Sam Baird.
Well, and who's coming off? Nobody wants to come off.
Ashworth.
Well, Ashworth will make way for Sam Baird.
That's I think that's the first time he's been substituted for a long, long time. If ever.
Yeah.
But the average age of the side is dropping as the substitutions come on.
Well, that's the...
Today's attendance is 777. That's 777.
I thought it was less than 1,000, and that's probably one of the lowest crowds.
At least it's not in the sixes.
What? I'll wait for this throw to be taken. Thank you very much for staying with us. You've heard at least four quarter goals of Sam Baird now. On the ball. Plays the ball into Jones. Jones 1-2 with Lowe. Lowe's ball's a poor one. But he makes amends. Plays it to Jones. Jones back to Thompson. Thompson being hustled and muscled by Tom Elliott. He does well there, though. And brace the ball to Williams. Williams plays it into Jones again. Lovely little touch there, but Jones. The ball was intercepted by the skipper there, Kelvin Lagmead. Lagmead plays the ball out left-hand side. I've had a lot of joy down this left-hand side with Greg Mills. Mills now, can he open his body and get a shot away? He goes down to the byline. Cuts the ball across.
Good save.
Great save. I mean, it ricocheted once, bounced back, and... a good save from FC United and Manchester's goalkeeper there. And another corner. Is it? No, it's actually going out for a goal kick. So the save came in, and then it ricocheted off a blue shirt and out for a goal kick to FC United and Manchester. So we've got approximately
12 minutes
to go. If I had Matty Wolfen and come over and ask us the same question.
This is some form of payback for that 5-1 drubbing in the trophy.
I would have rather this had been the trophy and that had been in the league. As FC United and Manchester 4-1 up here, and much the better of the two teams this afternoon. Kieran Scott plays it to the left-hand side now to Ben O'Hanlon. O'Hanlon cuts inside, looking for some support. He has Scott again, goes one way, goes another way, plays a 1-2. But they're not getting out the, or penetrating FC United's defence at this moment in time. They're on this near touchline, and eventually the ball played in, 1-2 there. This is good football this time. Can they get behind FC's defence? No, they can't, because comes Chandler. And it's a throw-in to the visitors. 10 minutes to go here. FC United lead by 4-1.
I don't say that very often.
I don't think I've said it at all this season.
He wasn't at Abbey.
That's cruel, Ben. But statistically and factually correct. As the home team on the left-hand side now. Wolford and back defending, clears his lines. Goal scores for FC United and Manchester this afternoon. One of them, Wolfenden, Sam Sherrington, Fag Bowler with one, and a good goal by George Thompson. Goal scorer for the home team. Who was it?
Thompson's now on 18. It was Jordan Nicholson.
It was. Nicholson, wasn't he? Yeah.
18 now for Thompson, leading scorer.
10 in the league, though. That's the 11th. That's his 11th in the league. As the ball chipped down the right-hand side, and Wolfenden does well. Puts good defending. And well played there by Kelvin Lagmead. Plays it to Ben O'Hanlon. Looks for some support. Plays it back to Tom Elliott. Elliott sips the ball across right-hand side to Brad Gascoigne. Gascoigne back to Elliott. Very deep in their own half and being chased by Lowe there. But Elliott, he made room for himself and then kicked the ball straight into FC United's penalty area. Sam Baird can take over. Simple ball to Thompson. Thompson, two players around him. Played the ball blindly. Wolfenden was on the touchline waiting for it, but it cut it inside. And the home team can come away with it again. But good, strong defensive challenge there by George Thompson. Good game today, Thompson.
Yeah, it has been a good game for Thompson, hasn't it?
As O'Hanlon switches play, but it's dealt with by Chandler. Headed on by Kay. Up goes low, loses the header, and holds his back in some pain. But it's Jones now. Mike Jones on the ball, plays a little 1-2, or tries to play a 1-2 with Thompson. Thompson,
you put the curse on him there.
Just didn't quite be on the same wavelength. There's an opportunity now outside the penalty area again. Great defending from Sam Baird, though, and Jones takes over. Low plays it back to Chandler. Chandler plays it to Williams. Williams had two players, not the best ball in the world there, and FC United goalkeeper eventually. It's a long ball to his halfway line. Up goes Thompson. And does enough there to get himself a throw in. good in the air. For he's not the tallest of players, is he, Thompson? But he's got great spring and great athleticism.
Back to the Sheridan substitution. Jed Davis has been in touch today. Swampett, Sheridan is in the squad for next season. Margie needs to know about the other players.
Who said that?
The other players.
Jed Davis.
Jed, without what to remiss, my friend, he's not played in three quarters of this season. So how would he know he's going to be in next season's squad?
He should be in next season's squad.
Well, he should be in next season's squad, but I don't know whether Carl thinks he is going to be, or indeed Sam Sheridan thinks he's going to be. If he's been on the bench for three quarters of the season, it wouldn't suggest to me that a contracted player that's been on the bench all season is going to be playing next season. But it's all about opinions. As opportunity on the edge of the penalty area again, dealt with by FC United of Manchester. Kay takes over, plays the ball to Thompson. Thompson now, ball the outside of the boot, and Wolverton won't be able to keep that in play, unfortunately. Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, and welcome wherever you are around the world. As always, FC Live brought to you by ConstructiveCorner.com, the Armchair Army, our brethren from around the world, and also our great friends at Vimto and all other great local Mancunian people that provide drinks. As Wolverton now takes over after some good work by Thompson. Wolverton now goes past one, going through the middle, tries to go beyond three players, but it falls for Thompson. Thompson on the edge of the area, plays it to Jones. Jones in shooting distance there, and he gets a shot away. And it was directed correctly, but unfortunately not enough power, and dealt with by the goalkeeper quite convincingly and easily as the ball flicked on there, right-hand side. In fact, Baller has to chase all the way back, thinks about going to his goalkeeper. He eventually just go back to the goalkeeper. And then, they won't thank him for that.
The rugby club, it's gone into touch.
And they won't be getting that ball back, will they?
No, unless it's got a different
shape. You know what would be funny? If someone actually did kick a ball back and it was a rugby ball, well, that would be quite humorous. But it's not going to happen. Not today, anyway. 4-1 to FC United of Manchester in their last away game of the season. Put on a little bit of style.
7 minutes to go.
And there's going to be a double substitution for the home team. It's going to be 16 coming on. Michael Gavsey. And I think... And the 14 as well, Michael Tweed. The throw-in eventually is going to be taken by the home team on the far side. No one was quite ready to take it.
It's a free kick, I think.
Is it going to be a free? Yeah. How's it a free kick?
Low was penalised for challenge.
For what?
I think he looked at somebody.
Oh, free kick, that's an interesting one. I think the referee's forgotten, actually. He was FC's goalkeeper cleared his lines. That was all what happened. Anyway, the free kick comes in towards the back post. Who's on the end of it? Well, it's a skipper out for a goal kick. I don't understand that. Where was the free kick? Because the ball was played back to FC's goalkeeper, who cleared his lines, and it went out for a throw-in, and it came back in and ensued as a free kick. I don't see where that came from at all. Do you?
It was a different dimension.
Swamping. It's the second last game of the season. I'm a 4-1 up.
I don't care.
Let them have the free kick. I don't let them have it.
If you can explain why it was a free kick, then I'll take it.
And but number 4, Christian Scott, to be replaced by number 14, Michael Tweed.
Well, Scott goes off, and so does Evans.
You've been waiting for this moment, haven't you? Tweed, what? Coming on.
Tweed, yes. I feel like a bit of fire Tweed. It's a bit warm for Tweed.
Bringing it back.
A bit warm for Tweed today, I would have thought, in fairness. But a very young squad here. Off goes Christian Scott as well. So it's Tweed and Gavazzi. Is it Gavazzi?
Giazzi.
Okay. Well, we've got 5 minutes to go plus any additional time as FC's goalkeeper takes the long ball high in the air, up it goes. Wolford doesn't win the first header. Kay wins the second ball, and it's taken on by Lowe plays it 1-2 with Chandler. Up goes Thompson. Thompson's nice little touch to Jerome Wright. Jerome Wright plays a 1-2 with Kay, gets the right side of his man. Can he get the second ball in? Should get a free kick. He does get a free kick. Don't know if you've noticed, but whatever Sheridan has been subbed off this season, when he's played, there have been no interaction between him and the manager.
What, not even a gesture?
Says a terrorist.
It's just between him and the manager as he walks past him into the bench. That remains anonymous. Just for the benefit of that person. I think it was Daz Lyons.
S. Sheridan.
Well, here's a free kick for FC United to make it 5-1. It's a short ball, chipped towards the back post. It was a poor free kick. I don't know why they even bothered to even think about doing that when there was seven players in the penalty area for the ball to be chipped in, but they've chosen not to, and FC United have to defend it now. Great work. Ball right-hand side. An opportunity for Tweed. Tweed now holds up to the ball, goes one way, but Fagballer does tremendously well.
He had the measure of Tweed there.
Was it Mr. Inman saying that, was it? The ball flicked on 1-2 there, but lost by Lowe. Ball picked up by Owen Hanlon. And here's an opportunity. There's a man on the right-hand side. If he can find him, it's the number 11, but he elects to shoot himself. The number 9, for some reason, Ashley Chambers, just slide the ball in. Another chance for Tweed. And
corner.
Well, he was Harris in the defence there, Tweed. Harris in the Tweed.
Anyone?
Harris Tweed. Harris.
You're making it like that. That's a reference people get.
Well, Harris Tweed is the most famous Tweed there is.
Paul, you're from Trafford, is it?
It is a well-known Tweed, yes.
Very well-known Tweed. This is Harris Tweed, Ben. This one, this hat. Harris Tweed. Ball flicked in from the corner. Needs to be dealt with by a red shirt. It's not, and then there's an opportunity, and over the bar, and a goal kick. And it remains 4-1. As Craig have enough excitement for the day, he'll be going and collecting the kit. He's become a little bit of a part of the backroom staff at FC United of Manchester, a young lad I brought on at age about 14 or 15 through the community work, and he's been coming ever since. He wouldn't want anyone to know that actually he is a Man City fan. Not anymore, he's not, though. His father isn't. His father's red, his brother's red, and here's an opportunity now for Wolford, and who is definitely red. He controls it and then does brilliantly well to keep the ball in play. Plays it to Thompson, and there's a free kick against Thompson there. And FC United have another opportunity to maybe try and settle the scoreline to make it 5-1.
Quickly taken.
The referee's not happy.
Need a man of the match as well. Give it Sheridan. I'd rather give it Thompson.
I'll give it Lowe. Stato Paul. I'm going to give him the opportunity to man the match. I think Sheridan has been tremendous.
Let's give it Sheridan. Paul?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Sheridan then. As FC United have this free kick, two players over it. Chandler one, Lowe being the other. And it's whipped in straight to the arms of the goalkeeper. Rubbish free kick. Rubbish free kick.
Bobbins.
That should have been whipped in with the right boot.
That's good. Jones
does really well. He wins a challenge and he now motors down the left hand side. He whips the ball in. Oh, it's unlucky there. And it's good defending by the skipper, Kevin Langmead. He's stuck to his task all afternoon. And a thankless task he's had, because FC United have won this game convincingly. Goals, 3 in the second half to make it 4-1. It was 1-1 at half time. And FC United on 43 minutes taking a deserved lead with a great finish and shot from Sam Sheridan. And then Sheridan did his hard work on the halfway line by giving the ball away, and an equalising goal allowed Jordan Nicholson to score on 45 minutes. They came out a little bit strong with the first few minutes of the second half, did the Nuneaton Town team. But FC United have rode that and then scored and been clinical in front of goal. Is now Lowe on the ball. Two players around him. Holds the ball, looks for Kay. Plays it inside though, and plays it straight to the number 12, Alex Penny. Penny clears his lines. And then a lovely, lovely ball there by Tweed. Absolutely wonderful ball.
4 minutes.
Sheridan-esque as the number 7 now. Greg Mills to the byline he goes. Shows too much of it, doesn't it? Comes across everybody and evades everybody. And Nathan Lowe will take over. Lowe to Kay. Kay on the ball now. Plays it to Chandler. To Kay. Back to Lowe. Lowe to Chandler. Simple ball inside now to Kay. Good movement there from Thompson on this near touch line on the far side of the ball though, with Jerome Wright. Wright plays it to Chandler. Cuts inside. All the way back to Kay. Kay in the final third though, and FC United with some good quality passing here. There's Jerome Wright now. Plays a ball between three players, and unfortunately doesn't meet a red shirt, but Thompson scurries across and wins the ball back. Not a huge amount of passion. The first time shot comes in, as you'd expect from Hollywood. And it's out for a goal kick.
Back to more important matters. Simon's been in touch to say, what's wrong with Manx Tweed?
Manx Tweed? Mm. Oh no, Tweed in general is fantastic. I'm just talking about. I use the word Harris.
On the right people.
I use the word Harris and Tweed. In you know, you don't often get to say he harassed the ball, Tweed. It was nice. I thought it was a football commentary bit of wonderment. There's a good strong play there.
What? Referee.
Oh my goodness.
You've got to be very careful here, Chandler, because the referee probably butt you for maybe holding onto the ball too long at 4-1 up. Well, that was poor referee.
Well, it's a stand-up challenge.
He stood his ground, won the ball, and the referee said he was impeded, the player, and it's a free kick to Dunedin in the dying embers of this game.
We're in the second added minute of four.
Thank you very much for that. As it's dead centre. Over it will be Tom Elliott, and he's been impressive this afternoon. In a poor performance, really, overall by Nuneaton Town. Don't forget they used to be called Nuneaton Borough, didn't they?
Next season
they may be going back to it next season.
Well, it's an opportunity now, dead centre for Elliott. Elliott steps up, it doesn't beat the wall, gets another chance. No, it's the number 11 who the goal scorer, Jordan Nicholson, and he drags the ball wide, but it comes off a red shirt, and it'll be a corner to the home team. Well, I would suggest out of the 777, there's got to be around 2,500 FC supporters, because they're all in around us here, so about 200 FC supporters here this afternoon, or maybe a few more. The corner comes in towards the back post and headed away there by Williams. Another corner for the home team.
They've had 24 goal attempts, Nuneaton, but only 5 on target.
Well, it's been an open-ended game in that respect. It's he's had his entertaining moments as the corner comes across again. Everyone misses it, goalkeeper included, and it'll go out for
another corner.
Corner ball. Young Ryan Schofield not happy with that. Fagbola gets picked up by Kay. And we'll have another corner on the far side of the ground. And it's all happening at the on the far side. Looking to take a short one. Nicholson comes across, but Jones saw that and nullifies that. And the ball coming again. It will be 4-2 like last week. No, don't think so. It's into the arms of Schofield. And Schofield just this time decided and elected to take his time. There's a player behind him. He's got to be careful. We don't want an Andy Dibble. And Dibble's son was, well, he was a goalkeeper here anyway, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's gone on loan at Charlie today.
He has indeed. There's control there by Tweed. And the ball all the way back to the goalkeeper who comes out. Schofield clears his lines, only as far as Gascoigne. He could be playing for, imagine if he played for Bamba next year. He'd be good in, wouldn't
it? Final whistle.
Bamba playing for Gascoigne. Anyway, that's it, it's over.
Thank you for your attendance this
afternoon. Bye! No, we're not doing that.
Player presentations will be held in the sports bar from 6 o'clock this evening.
Well, we'll just the announcer do his stuff and we'll just wrap up this afternoon's entertainment for you.
Next season.
And it's FC United of Manchester. Well, they've come away with all 3 points here this afternoon. Some good voice, the supporters behind the Britannia Tyre stand. Some good football from FC United of Manchester. And there's an FC supporter deciding that he wants to have a drink in the goal area for whatever reason. It's a familiar thing I think he's done on a few occasions. He's been asked politely now by members of the stewarding brigade, could he possibly leave? And he's going, yeah, I'll leave, no problem at all. As he now makes his way away from the area. And it's FC United of Manchester winning by 4-1 here. A good performance, really, all said, lads. And a professional performance.
Absolutely. I mean, coming into this game, it was a classic dead rubber game. There was not much to play for. We can big up that cup final in a week or so's time. But really, coming here, it's a long trip down. And... well, actually, the first half performance was quite good. The second half performance was quite good. A couple of substitutions which raised eyebrows. I would have liked to have seen Sam Sheridan play the full 90, because I think he has added something in that 70 minutes today.
He deserved to. Whether or not he had a bit of a niggly injury at half time, and Carl said, give you 20 minutes, see how you feel and bring you off. You can ask that question. No, look, it's a nothing game, but at least they started off, I thought, well. They worked hard. Resolute, Nuneaton, a good young footballing team, full time, but they've not been taught a footballing lesson here this afternoon. I think FC could have been punished on many occasions this afternoon, but they weren't. Nuneaton could have been punished even more, but they weren't. But FC scored 4 goals, and it's a good professional performance, and that's what you want your final away game of the season. You know, last week against Darlington, there were seeds of slightly better football, beaten by competitive by a much better team. And we've come away this week, and we've got, you know, we've got 3 points, and we've scored 4 goals. So that's going to be encouraging. Nice to see the likes of Mike Jones and Sam Baird. Would have liked to see the likes of one or two other youngsters in that team, Kieran Glynn, perhaps being here this afternoon. But you know, there's a number of players there that have been playing for the place. I think that's Carlo pretty said that to me. I think you said that last week, didn't you?
Yeah.
When you interviewed him, and he's saying, look, some of these players will be playing for the places next season. And I think a few of those have gone out this afternoon and showed the qualities, notably for me, Sam Sheridan, Matthew Wolford with a great goal. George Thompson had a good game as well.
Fagbola,
yeah. I mean, Fagbola's new to the club, but he, again, since he's been here, he's not put a foot wrong, pretty much. So in that respect, you know, there's promising players, and there's also some, you know, players that I mean. Ryan Schofield is a young goalkeeper. I mean, it would be great to be able to keep him, but again, at the same token, you'd be expecting he's going back to Huddersfield. He's probably got, you know, the idea of playing league football, and there's no reason why he can't, because he had a good game again this afternoon. He's confident in that back stick, and he works well. He's tall, he's got agility, he's also great, but throws the ball out quickly. What FC did today, they moved the ball a lot quicker, Paul.
Yeah,
from the
I
back.
I thought what we saw today was Nuneaton. Showed some of our failings during the season in some ways. Poor finishing, undone rather too easily at the back at times, bit of frailty. They went 2-1 down, and the heart seemed to go from some of the home players. End of season game, I think they thought it's not going to be our day, and FC cashed in.
They certainly did, yeah. And the thing is, I mean, FC have had a very up and down season, and I've not, you know, not been playing particularly good convincing football for periods, but you know, you have to go out and perform, and they have performed this afternoon, and it doesn't matter what opposition is put in front of you. The question was at the beginning of the game, do FC play better against footballing teams? Well, yes, they do. And
we did press them well today.
We pressed them in the first half, especially in the first 25 minutes. I thought we pressed them superbly well. The high line was there. Jerome was getting right up there. Chandler, when he got the chance, was right up there. Wolfenden. So there was what's the name? There was a lot to be impressed with. You know, it's a good result, and just seeing the FC players have all come back out to applaud the FC fans in the
corner.
They've
been brilliant today, haven't they?
Oh, they've been absolutely superb, yeah. I mean, you know, there's...
And what we need to do next week is finish the season off properly in style with a home win, which has been very rare this season.
It's a must, isn't it, really? You know,
8 away wins, but only 5 at home.
And that's not good enough, and Carl will admit himself it's not good enough.
When we want the season ticket sales early, it's important that we finish with a flurry,
and
especially
also
with the tickets.
And also with the free tickets given out. 1,500 free tickets. We want to put on a show.
M40, M9.
Well done for the M9 bit, by the way. Just to let everyone know that the Newton Heath branch won the draw for a place on the trip to Lille, and they donated that
to the women's team.
To Fran Davis.
Yeah.
And that's cracky stuff, because we've not decided who's going to get player of the season for the women's team yet, but she's certainly up there.
In the frame.
Also going, we should say, Sam Baird, Mike Jones and Steve Eddy. Steve Eddy, I'd like to see more of before the end of the season as well. Also on the trip will be Jerome and Nick Culkin, plus academy coaches Jack Dickinson and Tom Conroy, who've been... They've been superb for the club, haven't they? Especially Jack.
They're
going on the cultural trip to Lille.
So who's on the cultural trip? Just let us know again.
Jack Dickinson and Tom Conroy, plus Sam Baird, Mike Jones and Steve Eddy, plus Nick Culkin and Jerome Wright. But, you know, Tom Conroy and Jack Dickinson, unsung heroes at the club a lot of the time.
Yeah, well, I worked with Jack when he first came to the club, seven years ago, somewhere about that. He's 7 years ago, because his daughter's now, or son's 7 years of age. And he started off as a community coach and did tremendously well. And there's what's going on now? All the supporters are still there. There was a bit of a hush. I thought.
So just to let everyone know about the lie of the land when it comes to scores in our division. If you're listening to the podcast, Marv's going to do Marv's sports report, so I don't want to steal the thunder for him. But when it comes to the NPL, Corby Town have been officially relegated today from the Premier Division. Back-to-back relegations, and that's hard. And a cracking club when we went down there, good volunteers and stuff. And, it's unfortunate, but they've made a journey that several clubs have made over the past 5 years. Stafford Rangers, Drelsden, it's Corwin Bay, it's for some reason, when you get relegated out of the National League North, you kind of go straight through a lot of the time. So commiserations to Corby Town. But congratulations to Lancaster City, winners of the NPL First Division North. They're going up into the NPL Premier next season. So there you go. But that's FC Live this afternoon. Just to let everyone know, we will be doing Women's Team Live tomorrow, live from Broadhurst Park. It's a 2 o'clock kickoff. It's a must win for Luke Podmore's side. It's FC United against Curzon Ashton. And we'll be bringing you live coverage from 2 o'clock. And on Tuesday evening, a special live broadcast from Wincham Park. Witton Albion against Rushden and Diamonds. It's the playoff semi-finals in Division 1 South. And we're doing a special live NPL Soccer Saturday style effort where we're going to get correspondents in from all over the league to join us.
We are indeed.
On Tuesday evening here on FCM Radio. So join us for that one. You can hear Swampy. Well, that's what he's been doing today. He's been auditioning, been doing Turkish League and all that. That's what we're doing. So on Tuesday, that's what we're going to be doing. Plus, should say, on Friday evening, we're going to be live from the recreation ground as FC United women's team are in action in the County Cup final. We're going to be bringing you live coverage of that too. So it's a busy week ahead.
It is a very busy week ahead.
So don't you be going anywhere. Show We Know Names coming up next, but a 30-second wrap-up goes to my friend here, Swamper.
Oh, thanks very much, Ben. I was expecting, I was just listening to the FC supporters that are still there in good voice, and the players are out there still. And, well, it's a fitting way to finish a disappointing season from an FC perspective. Won more games away from home than we have at home. 8 games away and 5 at home. Let's hopefully we can take today's result into next week's result. It'd be great to have a big crowd and also have 3 points for FC United and Manchester. But today it's all about the 4 goals, all well taken goals, and an entertaining game of football. FC United leave the Coombe Abbey Arena here in Nuneaton, victors 3 points, 4-1. We'll see you again very, very soon. Until then, safe journey back to your bedrooms and to your living rooms, or out into the pool, wherever you may be. Take care. Bye bye.
Do you want a sandwich? No? How about 10 tons of gravel? No? Okay. Can I interest you in a slap across the face? No? Well, in that case, visit constructivecoding.com for something you do want.